Everybody keep cool.
I can't speak. I'm dope.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, here it is, the happiest moment of my day when I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochbeig.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Phil got his results back from the doctor.
What did the doctor tell him?
He's got a bad case of all-star fever.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Potter and all the ships at sea. Back after a vigorous workout at the gym with Rob Grippy, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode on Tuesday, July the 11th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. That is your toll-free line, your hotline to the hips.
Fantastic.
Our show, of course, peppered with your telephone calls. New episode today. Before I tell you about my experience at the doctor, which will take a few moments.
But you're going to be better.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
God, what a traumatic experience. I do want to put you on the alert that I told you yesterday towards the end of the show that we might have somebody calling us today.
You said it was going to be a surprise.
Yes, and today at some point, and I'm ready for your ridicule, at some point during the show, the fags from NSYNC will call us from their tour bus.
Well, I saw a little tape of their show. I am especially fond of when they come down from the sky as marionettes. That's a...
Now, listen, I don't...
They've got, you know...
I'm waiting for the call telling me I'm a pussy because I like NSYNC music, but I have to tell you that last night when I got home...
Yes?
I was watching Big Brother.
Right.
And about 10 minutes into the show, the phone rang, and I was positive it was one of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up the phone, and I go, I know the show sucks.
Right.
And I hear in the background just like a crazy commotion. It's like, well, it's Rich, the guy from the record company.
Right.
And he says, I have someone here who wants to say hello to you.
Oh.
And I don't even know which one of them it was.
Was one of the NSYNC boys?
I was told later, yes. Is one of them named Justin?
Justin Timberlake.
Timberwolf?
Timberlake.
Okay, well, whoever
he
is.
Guy, is he the blonde guy?
I don't know. I don't know. He picked up the phone and he said, hey, you pussy, how come you're not here?
That's pretty funny.
And then they took the phone away from him.
That is pretty funny. You know, I thought they were, they showed all the teenage girls that are there to see and sing. I thought it was kind of cute. I thought it was very, very cute that they were out there, you know.
I like a couple of their songs, and it was like a goof last night.
I saw a dad that was about our age that was there with the kids that did not look like he was having the best time he's ever had.
There's no way I'd want to go to that show. I mean, I enjoy some of their songs, and it was a funny goof that the guy from the record company called up and the boy from NSYNC said I was a pussy, but then
cool.
The guy from the record company called back and said, what's the hotline number? The boys want to call you tomorrow from their tour bus.
Well, cool. That's good. What the hell are we going to say to them?
And listen, I don't know.
We're going to say congratulations on all your wonderful success.
I'm going to tell them I'm ridiculed because I've told everybody that I, in fact, like their record.
Well, you know, 50,000 people in RFK Stadium last night. That's a hell of a lot better than Diana Ross.
Yeah, 50,000 people, though. None of them able to have their first period.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. But they were causing such a commotion, I thought the authorities would throw them right out of town.
So anyway, you know, for about 2 seconds last night, I felt really special.
You should.
And then I went back to my gigantic martini. And
there you go.
Well, screw that. Let me see what's happening on Big Brother. Okay. And that Big Brother show, you know, I'm waffling on that every day now.
So you didn't like last night's episode?
No, about if it's a good show or if it's a bad show. I thought last night's episode of Big Brother was tedious, man.
Yeah.
Ponderous. Effing ponderous, as Casey Kasem would say.
Didn't get a chance to see it. I was too busy with The Patriot.
And the numbers are down again.
What kind of numbers did they get last night?
They left off with, what, like a 6.5 on Saturday night. Last night, Monday night, according to the overnights, they had a 3.9.
That is not good, man.
Well, they still won the night, even with that rating, but yeah, it's dropped precipitously.
That's turbo suck.
That is not good. And there was nothing with the wife last night, with the wife who's leaving her husband when I watched. It was all about the guy who thinks he's Cuba Gooding Jr., the guy with the shaved head.
Yes, the guy that works with kids.
Yeah, it was all about him
What he was doing was he rearranged everything, all of the furniture in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like he put the table in the middle of the room, then he put the chairs on top of the table.
Feng shui.
What he was doing was, and I don't get what he was doing.
No.
He was, like, goofing on the people who live in that house. He said to them as they came into the house one at a time, they said, what's up? Why are the dinner chairs on top of the table? And why is there a candle in the middle of the table? And he said, hey, I don't know. That's what Big Brother told me to do. It's some kind of a riddle. We've got to figure it out. So for like 20 minutes, for the whole show, you have all the people coming in the house and scratching their heads and going, what can we possibly do here? Until finally they went into the red room and they sat down and somebody from behind the camera says, Big Brother never told him to do that.
Yeah, he's probably the first one showing the signs of stress.
Yes.
It's probably his way of snapping his cap.
He's going to do that.
He's going to mess with everybody else in the house.
He could also be the first one voted off, too.
I think so.
I don't see what the point of that was, just to F with people like that.
I guess every Monday is instruction day, whatever that means, and they are supposed to go into the red room and get some instructions from Big Brother. Well, he got up extra early before anybody else and pretended that he had already gotten the instructions.
You sound like you're into Big Brother.
No, not really. Not really? So much. No, it is. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with it just to have an idea what's going on, but it doesn't have the appeal for me that Survivor has.
No, it certainly doesn't, Buzz. Although, you know, listen, I'm a schmuck in front of my television most nights. I'll watch it if it's on. I desperately want it to be good.
Right. It's certainly better than a lot of the other options you have. You know, I mean, it's reality programming, and I'll take reality programming over a lot of other crap.
Oh, and here's what Diana Ross said. You mentioned Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Listen to this bogus press release from Diana Ross.
Okay. I tell you, I think the other two Supremes are handling this with just absolute total class.
And you know that Diana Ross's tour was canceled because nobody wants to see that old bag sing these old songs. So here's what she said. She's not blaming it on the fact that she's not there with the other two Supremes.
Right.
She's blaming the fact that her tour is canceled on the promoters. She says, quote, I was very much looking forward to performing for our fans. The reactions to our performances have been incredible. We've received several standing ovations in every city in which we performed. I promised our fans I would be there for them. I know the canceled shows would have been received with the same enthusiasm that we encountered in every city on the tour so far. I would sing the same if there were 10 people in the audience or 10,000. I love the music and the fans, and we'll find a way to reconnect with them as soon as possible.
What total bull ass.
Whatever.
What a bunch of crap.
Then I read the quote from, is it Mary Wilson? Is that,
yes.
And who was just, couldn't be more dignified. I mean, this be her opportunity to say the show is tanking because we're the originals aren't there. But no, she's just handling it with a great deal of restraint. And, they still seem to be diva-ized by Diana Ross. She said something about waiting. If Diana wants to call to work things out, they're ready to go.
Listen, I got news for all three of those hoes. People really don't care that much about a Diana Ross at the Supremes reunion tour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether that would make the difference if the originals got together.
For me, they're just a step over the grassroots performing at the Montgomery County Craft Fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you've seen any video of when Diana Ross, before the tour was canceled, the way they did the show, she was on one side of the stage.
Of course.
And she made the other two stand all the way on the other side of the stage. I mean, part of the thing with Diana Ross at the Supremes, seeing the three of them together, even though I couldn't pick out the other two girls out of a lineup.
She's one of the original divas. She's the diva of divas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's always been one of these ladies that, even her in the Supremes days, Diana Ross in the Supremes days, I mean, it was the Supremes, then it became, in very short order, Diana Ross in the Supremes.
But when does that diva thing, when is the expiration date on that? Because she's not been popular for like 20 years, right?
I don't think it has anything to do with popularity. I think it has everything to do with being surrounded by people like Kathy Lee, people that just are telling you things that aren't straight. That's exactly what
it
is.
At least, and I hate defending Connie Lee Gifford, but at least Connie Lee is, at least for a couple of weeks still, on TV every day. She's got a job where she's relevant. She's out there. What I'm saying is, Diana Ross hasn't done dick for 20 years.
That is true. It's just like Mommy Dearest. She refuses to accept that she's box office poison.
Well, it's poetic justice, I think, that the show is canceled.
Pretty funny.
And, meanwhile, as you mentioned, 50,000 screaming girls last night to see in excess in a...
NSYNC. They wouldn't be there to see NXS. NXS lost their lead singer a while back.
Oh, that's right. And Buzz, he died from
autoerotic
erotic asphyxiation.
Buzz loves to say that word.
He loves ideas in sync, not in excess. Right? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, my friend.
Yeah, I had some ideas as to what you might talk about in sync, talk about with in sync.
Well, I think it'll be a very brief telephone call.
I think Don and I have demonstrated over the years also that we do not have to have any knowledge about the people we're interviewing to do just a slam dunk interview.
No, just tell them, I like the CD. I like song one and song two.
and I'll tell them that I saw that one little clip. How difficult is it to be lowered to the stage as a marionette?
And a lot of my friends think I'm a fag.
You're going to ask them about the babes?
Huh?
No, I am going to ask if they get laid at all.
Yeah.
Because, they're not teenage boys.
No.
They're men, right? Aren't they like the Backstreet Boys?
Most of them are in their 40s and early
50s. Although I got to think, they can't get laid a lot at their shows.
Sure they can.
Because mainly 11-year-old girls go to those
shows.
Well,
no, but there are also 30-year-old girls that go to these shows, too, and 25-year-old girls. I saw some girls. They had a bunch of girls that were there from the office, and this was a special they ran on MTV. And it showed these girls that had come to see this show in their tube tops and everything else, and they
really?
Look yes, these, they have lots of older female fans. You don't see a lot of older guy fans there.
That'll be what we ask them about. That'll probably be first thing. Do you guys get laid a lot? And I'll give them the sex quiz.
Right.
See if they'll take the sex quiz today.
That's good. And I just wish, I could put the... Is this the same group? Who's the guy that's got the curly blonde hair and then he put it in... is this the guy who put it in dreadlocks?
That might be the guy I talked to last night on the phone.
Because he's the one that's kind of like the noticeable one in the group.
Ah.
And there's the one that's got like a kind of a evil Van Dyke beard, right?
No, I think that's the Backstreet Boys.
Who has the
evil beard. I think NSYNC looks more like Perfect Hitler Youth. I think there are a lot of blonde hair, blue eye, very Aryan looking. I think. I don't know jack about them.
No. Yeah. They're hot. That's for sure. Yeah. Hotter than Diana Ross.
Whatever. Well, listen, we can handle it without you, my friend.
All right, I was just wondering if you do some sort of a Homo Joe inclusion, because I've seen the bit where they dangle from the ceiling and they're like five gay sausages.
I might use that. I like that. When you guys are dangling like five gay sausages.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's good.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. And I just wanted to tell you how...
That is an immediate disqualification.
Sorry. No wonder you get hinky on that one.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, there was a piece on Entertainment Tonight last night that there is a huge rumor that Justin Timberlake is engaged to Britney Spears. You might want to ask him about that.
Okay, can I just tell everybody, I think I made a terrible mistake by even mentioning this now.
And then from the cover of Teen Magazine.
Yeah, look what the show has turned into now. Listen, please, now. Listen, if those fags call today, we'll talk to them and we'll deal with them. I don't want any more. I should not have even mentioned that the fag called me last night. That's it. I'm a fag for liking them, so that's it. Now, let me tell you about going to the doctor.
Now, today was the day. I spoke to you earlier in the day, and you were returning from the doctor's office with a solution to your problem.
Yes. I went in for this rash, which is covering the left part of my stomach.
Okay.
My left knee and my left inner thigh.
And completely covering your penis and testicles.
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It is not.
Okay.
So I go to the doctor, and I make the appointment yesterday, and I said, I really need to get in because I have some kind of a rash. My skin is white and flaky. And I get in, and of course, it's the whole thing, but they got to, get you up on the scale to begin with. And I'm like, why do I have to be weighed when I only want to do is look at this thing? Well, you got to be weighed first. They weigh me. I'm up to 210, incidentally. After all my talk about how I'm 200 pounds. I'm up to 210.
You just came back from my vacation.
I know. So, and they make note of that, too. They say, the last time you were here, you were at 195.
That starts it off really, really decently.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks very much. 210 is my current weight. Thank you. Then they sit down and they draw some blood. And again, why they're doing this, I don't know. I'm not in there for the full checkup. I'm just in there for the rash.
Did they make you bend over yet?
No. Oh, but wait, hold on.
All right.
We got very close because the nurse comes in, so I'm just sitting in the room now. They've already taken the blood. They've taken my blood pressure. They've weighed me.
Does the nurse look like Cloris Leachman?
Just sitting. Yeah, right. And with the
high anxiety.
Right. Big, pointy, Madonna-like boobs. She comes in and she says, okay, hi. The doctor will be in to see you in a moment. Please take off your clothes and put on this gown.
Oh.
And I said, Well, I had on shorts. I said, how about I could just show him the rash here and I could lift up my shirt and show him. She said, no, it'd be best if you just take off everything.
Excuse me.
Take off everything.
Excuse me for that little burp there.
Take off everything and put the gown on.
Including the shorts?
And I said, with my underpants off? And she said, yes. And I said, okay. And she left the room. And I said, no way. And I left my socks on and my underpants on. And I awkwardly put this gown on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to sit up on that... that metal table that's got that
the exam
of,
table.
Yeah, that's got that piece of paper on top of
right.
it.
And it's got that little, tray they pull out to extend, you know, because they didn't make the table long enough in the first place, so they decided they'd just pull out the little table.
So the doctor comes in, and it's been a while since I've seen this doctor. He comes in, he goes, hi, how you doing?
How are you, Mrs. Geronimo?
And I say, well, you know, I've got this rash. And before he even looks at the rash, he's still just looking at my chart and stuff going, mm-hmm. He's not. I'm telling him, this rash came about a week ago. I think I may have scratched it. And my skin's all flaky. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking down at his notes. Then he goes, okay, I need you to take that gown off. And I said, okay. And I take the gown off. And he says, now you have to take your socks off. I said, it's got nothing to do with my feet.
So you're there in your underwear and your socks.
Yes, he said, you have to take your socks off. And I said, listen, it's my feet are fine. It's not my feet. It's on my knee. He said, just take your socks off, please.
The feet are the key to health.
So I take the socks off. And then he comes real close. And he starts looking at my knee and looking at my inner thigh.
Yes.
And looking at my stomach.
And kissing you.
No, gently. And he says, this is interesting. He says, I believe that this started off as some type of sun poisoning. I'll tell you the whole story of this in a minute.
Fine.
But then he says, I need you to take down your shorts. And I said,
there you go.
There's no need for that.
Sure there is.
And he said, I need to see. I need to see if the rash is in that area. I said, the rash is not in that area. And the doctor said, just humor me, please. I'm a doctor. So I go, all right. Take off my underpants. And now,
worst, isn't it?
There's
nothing, on any level.
Totally. There's nothing more degrading than
I am
sitting with my legs over the side of this table. I'm not laying down anymore. I'm like sideways on it. And I'm just sitting up. And he says, spread your legs, please.
Oh, my.
And he's like down there on his knees.
Is he checking you for contraband or something like that?
No. He's not looking at the butt part.
Okay.
I'm sitting facing him.
And he's looking up in the areas
genital area.
Where there would be chafing.
And he's got gloves on and stuff, and he's touching my balls. And and it was very weird. And he said, well, you're right. You don't look like you have anything. I said, I told you. And then he said, now I need you to turn over.
No!
To flip over. And that's when I said, trust me, it's not in the front.
Well, he's just giving you a thorough exam to make sure that rash hasn't gotten in any bad spots.
I said, it's not in the front. I know it's not in the back. And he said, I'm not going to give you the test with my finger. He just said, I just need to look.
He wants to see.
So I laid down on my stomach and...
Was this sound ever present when he was looking? Did he part anything at all?
He just used his hands. I was wondering if he was going to use forceps or what, but he just took his hands and just spread my butt cheek. And just,
he wants to see if the irritations are on the anus.
And looked. Uh-huh. And he looked for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what seemed like a goddamn eternity, he was looking at my butt.
Was there any,
No comment at all from him.
Okay.
No comment at all. So, now, he's already made me take off all of my clothes. He's looked at my genitals.
Where are your shorts in relation to your nether? Are they down around your knees, or are they all the way off?
They are.
They're clean off?
In the chair.
Oh, really?
I mean, when he
so
came...
So completely fucked naked.
When he came in... I had on this robe thing, this gown, with just my underpants and socks on. So now I'm laying on the table. I'm stomach down on the table with my ass hanging out. And it's at this point that he wants to just ponder the situation. He's done looking at me. And now he's just standing there and he's going, And he writes something down and he says, how long has this condition existed? And I said, in about a week. But also, I'm thinking, you know, I'm laying naked here.
Can I put my clothes back on?
Yeah, and I started to get up. As he was talking, he said, okay, well, I've got a couple of options. What I wanted, I think, did you say, whoa, 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 what are you doing? And I said, I'm getting up. And he said, no, 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 not yet. Now, just stay right there. Don't move.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Slow down, Tiger.
No. He's like, why can't I move it? He's like, I'm going to go next door and get the dermatologist next door.
Oh, no. Another person's going to have to come in and see you naked?
And I'm gonna bring him over. I said, okay. So now I'm just laying on...
Do you need, like, a towel or anything?
No. And I'm just laying on this table.
You're laying on it?
Naked, yeah.
Oh, dear God.
I'm laying on the table. My ass is hanging. I'm just laying there. The second guy comes in, and he says, hi. And the guy comes through the door. It's like, I'm laying there naked on the table. The doctor goes, hi, how you doing? First thing he says, I want to tell you something. Big fan of your show.
Oh, no.
I love it when your wife calls. He says, that's the best part of your show, when your wife calls.
I hate that.
Great, great. Thank you. God, thank you. He said, let me see this rash. And I said, oh, do you have to see it everywhere? He said, no. Where do you feel comfortable showing it to me? And I said, well, on my leg. I said, it's the same on my leg as it is on my stomach and on my inner thigh. And he said, fine. I said, can I put some clothes on? He said, sure.
Mm-hmm. So,
but meanwhile, it's not like he turned their back or anything while I'm doing this.
Right.
They're both standing there just looking at me while I go over and get my underpants, put my underpants on, put my socks on.
Well, they probably weren't staring at you. You probably felt like they were staring.
It was an awkward moment.
It was. It was. But they probably weren't, you know, it's not like they were checking you out or anything like that.
So this doctor comes over, and he's got this little, it's not a knife, but it's some type of a little plastic thing. And he scrapes off...
Biopsy.
Some of this oogie stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's taking a sample.
Yeah, and he puts it on his little slide of glass, and he says, I'll need about 10 minutes, and then I'll come back and we'll tell you what's going on. I said, can I put my clothes back on? He said, you know what? Not yet.
No.
But you can definitely put the robe thing back on.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I was sitting there. I read Good Housekeeping, the one with John Travolta on the cover.
Oh, lucky you.
And then the doctors came back in together.
Meanwhile, they're taking a look at the Petri dish and seeing what's growing.
They came back and they said that what I have is something that started as sun poisoning. Mm-hmm. They came in, you know, and why is it when doctors want to tell you something, they can't just cut to the chase and tell you what it is?
They'd rather terrify you with the entire story.
Yeah, he says, okay, what you have started as sun poisoning. Do you spend a lot of time in the sun? I mean, look at me. I look like a friggin' brother. I mean, I spend all my time in the sun.
Yes, absolutely.
I said, yes, I have a real good tan. He says, do you wear anything in the sun? I said, no, I don't wear anything.
You never put anything on at all?
He said, that's
dangerous.
He said, that's why this started. He said, you got to wear some type of protection. He says, because here's what we think. You started with some kind of sun poisoning, probably on your knee. Then we think... that as your skin dried and the sun poisoning eked into your system, you started to scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
When you started to scratch it, from somewhere, you brought a little fungus into the party.
Oh, my God.
So it's a
maybe like picking the toes and scratching the infection?
No, I don't think I was doing that, but, you know, God knows, you know.
You never
listen,
know.
I'm like everybody else. My fingers go everywhere.
Right.
I don't know. You know, it could be something, he said, it could be something as simple as if you take your shoes and socks off.
Right.
And then you were to scratch the rash.
Yeah.
He said that would be enough to transfer it from one place to the other.
Okay. All right. So it's the same kind of fungi. Happening that
no, it's not. It's not. They told me it's not athlete's foot.
Right.
It's not ringworm. It's not the. I mean, they ran down the gamut with me. It's not the toenail thing.
Oh, it's not related.
No,
to that.
No, it's not. It's something different. He said. But what you've done is you brought some kind of fungus. He said. Had you been in a swimming pool? Have you been in a hot tub? I said.
Right.
Yes. He says. Well. You could have gotten this from anywhere. Once you scratched it, it's like opening a door.
It's amazing, really, when they talk about swimming pools and hot tubs. If you really heard what was floating around in there, if the water's not treated properly, you'd never go in one again.
Soup.
So what they said is, from now on, when I go out to the ocean or go out to the pool, what I have to do is, I got to put myself like an SPF 30. I said, well, I don't know why I have to do this. It's not good for you to be out with no protection
at
all.
It's not good for anybody to be out there.
Right, and then they write me a prescription. And the stuff they write me the prescription for is something called Elocon. As you can see, it says Elocon, brand of Momotosone Furate. And this stuff, this lotion, It says lotion, but it's not really a lotion. Look at it. It's like
liquid.
Yeah, it's liquid. It's clear.
Clear. Is it gooey?
It's not gooey, and it smells. It smells ridiculously offensive.
Did you say it smells a little like witch hazel?
A little bit like witch hazel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So it's got like an alcohol-based maybe or something like that? Or?
Each gram contains 1 milligram of momotosone furate and lotion base of alcohol, glycol, hydroxycellulose, sodium phosphate, and water.
That'll clear you right up. How long they say before you can knock the whole thing?
2 weeks.
There you go. It's powerful stuff.
Two weeks. But that's it. That's it. Said it was a good thing I went in, though.
It is.
Fine. Said that if I hadn't gone in, said, you notice that it was first on your knee, that it was on your thigh, that it was on your stomach.
Right.
He said that they've seen cases with stuff like this where somebody says it ends up looking like they have shingles.
Because
the thing, if you didn't go to the doctor,
yeah. The
thing would like start to crawl all over your body.
Maybe get up to your face.
Yeah, your face.
And if you keep scratching, it'd probably end up being. It's not painful right now, right?
No, it's not. It's not painful. It wasn't painful at all.
Does it itch?
Before this, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But that's the one thing I said, whatever you do, don't scratch.
Modern medicine. Well, worth taking your clothes off in front of the doctors.
I guess so. But Jesus Christ, is that humiliating.
But it's good that you get that medicine. And you should, everybody, even though you don't have to worry about getting sunburned a lot, everybody should use some kind of sunscreen.
Well, I just don't know why I had to take my underpants off.
Well,
I don't know why that guy had to look inside my butt. I told him that there was nothing there. I mean,
and
I
you should put sunscreen
him.
On your buttocks and your genitals, too, when you go to the pool.
I would have told them. I really would have. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
This is Lou Orlando here from Sacramento, California.
Yes, Lou.
I got a bone to pick.
That sounds like a bogus name, incidentally. Did you say your name is Lou Orlando?
That's right.
Lou Orlando sounds like a DJ name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's kind of a Hollywood type name.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's Mick Miami with you.
Which I'm from Miami.
Johnny Sarasota.
My buddy Rod and I love you guys, talk about you every single night.
What?
Our wives and girlfriends.
All right, enough.
What?
I got a bone. You, all your stories, you refer to your underwear as underpants.
That's what they are. They are my underpants.
You know, Don, I never realized that. That is
kids wear underpants. Men wear underwear, chonchies.
No. I wear underpants.
Kids wear underpants.
I wear underpants.
What is that second thing you said? Chaunchies?
Chaunchies, whatever you want.
Wait, no.
Never
stop,
heard of that.
Stop right there. What is that? Chaunchies. What?
Hey, everyone's got names for them. They're just...
No, hold it.
12 and under wear underpants.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're busting my balls for saying underpants, yet you're saying chaunchie. We never heard of chaunchies.
Where did that come from? Is that your own, or is that a common reference that people make to underwear?
That would be another friend of mine calls them chaunchies. Everyone's got their own.
Hold on. No, wait a minute.
Definitely.
Spell it. Hold it.
Pants.
Quiet. Spell it for me.
That would be a chaunchies.
Chaunchies.
Sure.
You call them a queer name like Chaunceys, and you want to pick a bone with me because I call them underpants?
Children wear underpants, Don.
Oh, please. Please, go to hell.
Chaunceys.
I'm very serious. Chaunceys. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Never heard of Chauncey.
Right. Well, see you later.
Lou Orlando.
I'd never heard of Y-fronts either, which I always thought was a funny one. Y-fronts when they're talking about briefs. The Y front.
Well, that's because it makes like a Y there where you have the little hole for your thing to come out.
Yeah, they have a little Y there, your Y front.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Laura.
Yes, hi, Laura.
I have a theory about the Big Brother show.
Yeah?
I think that the black guy was planted by CBS.
Okay, good theory. Thank you.
Excellent theory.
Bye-bye. Why do you think that? Oh, she hung up.
She's gone.
All right, and she's gone.
You'll never know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing there?
Hi there.
Hi, pick up, please.
Hi.
Having a little trouble with the phone?
Yeah, I was outside.
Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, could you guys call my mom and let her know the package got here?
Why don't you call your mom yourself?
Because it's long distance, and it's getting really expensive. I mean, we've had to call twice today, because it was supposed to be here by 10. UPS.
Where are you calling from, California?
Yeah, right outside of Sacramento.
What was in the package?
Oh, Harry Potter, the book for my daughter, some pictures of my son's birthday, some money, some underwear.
Were they Chaunceys? Underpants?
No, they're underwear. Whoever cares? That doesn't matter.
Why don't you just make the call yourself? How much can it cost?
She's up at, she's in the Capitol. She's on Capitol Hill.
How much can it cost to call from California to D.C.?
What, maybe a dollar?
Well, I just, I've gotten so sick of UPS. Let me tell you, God, these guys, they're two blocks away. What? Actually, you know, we're right next to Mather.
Welcome to Tuesday Not Making Sense Day.
What does UPS have to do with us calling your mom and dad? I thought you said you got the package from UPS.
Right. They have tried to deliver their packages on time and never been able to do it.
Did they do it this time?
No. They did not do it this time. They have never gotten a package from the Capitol, it goes right to Edwards Air Force Base, right? And then it gets on the plane, it comes here.
I don't know. Does anybody know what this girl's talking about?
No, I don't.
Well, UPS flies out of one of those Air Force bases, right, you know, right here.
I don't know.
No.
Why don't you just call your mommy yourself?
This really sounds like something you should take care of on your own.
Well, I just thought maybe you guys would get a kick out of, like, you know.
Well, you might have thought wrong.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I think she was a plant from CBS.
Rob.
Robbie.
He was a whore. Robbie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Robbie and all of you.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to say I think that guy that was saying Chaunceys or whatever that stupid word was, I think he was trying to say chonies.
Chonies?
What is chonies?
It's a Mexican term for underwear called chonies.
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 Okay, thank you. That would also be how a Mexican guy would say that restaurant. Chonies.
Chonies.
Hey, man, let's go to Chonies.
Chonies, fantastic food.
Do you want to go to Denny's or to Chonies?
Chonies.
Or to Stookies? For the big nut log.
Hey, how is Jerry Seinfeld's ex-girlfriend, Chochana? Chochana Lonstein.
It's out of my show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh man, I've got a quick story to let you know how much I hate Diana Ross. Years ago, when I lived in New York City, I worked for a cheesy security company, and they put me on at Radio City Music Hall, where she was slated to perform that evening, and they put me in her dressing room to guard the area.
Right.
So the supervisor told me, whatever you do when you're guarding up here, if she comes in here, do not say anything to her. Don't say hello. Don't say nothing. She will get you fired. That day, I just can't stand her.
You know, that's what was the recent story where I was reading somewhere.
It was somebody else who said, don't look at me on the set of a movie.
No, it was Shaquille O'Neal at The Tonight Show.
That's right.
Where they said to all the employees, they sent a memo out, don't speak to him, don't have any contact with him. It was a similar situation where they said, don't have any contact. No. And I'm sure a lot of celebrities, a lot of security companies probably give that advice to the people that work
there. There was something in a movie recently also. Maybe it was, it might have been Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2, where someone said that they had to sign something saying,
You can't
look at him in the eye as you walk around.
Man. Do not look her in the eye. She will get you fired.
God, is that fantastic or what?
Yeah.
You can force people not to talk to you and not to look at you.
No looking. That, you know, it's one thing not to say anything. I think that's probably some standard practice.
But not to be allowed to look at somebody?
Not look in the eyes of the celebrity.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Are you talking to me, Don?
Yes, hi there.
Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, I called about Big Brother also. I have a theory about William. I think he realizes that he rubbed people wrong the first couple of days. So he pulled that stunt yesterday as kind of a cover when he's the first one voted out, a la BB of Survivor.
Mm. All right, maybe. Yeah, I hope he's voted out. You know, what do they do if that show is canceled? I mean, is CBS on the hook now to run that show for 3 months, five nights a week?
I'm still not sure of the live issue, you know? I mean, based on the first episode, how much of that is really live? I mean, they're obviously delaying it. What are they delaying it? 2 weeks?
It wasn't live last night. It was obviously some type of compilation from over the weekend. I mean,
do they have all of it in the can already? Or
all of it except Thursdays. I understand. I read something. I hope it's correct. That Thursday's episodes are live.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. It seems to me that they're doing too much editing with this to have it still going on. Like, maybe it happened, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If that's the best that they can come up with, like last night, if that was the most exciting thing, watching the brother rearrange the furniture, then I'd say, scrap this whole thing with taping it. Just run it live for a half hour. It couldn't be any more boring than the show was last night.
You can make that show work. Two words make that show absolutely perfect.
One.
Mortal danger. You throw that element into the mix and you've got something. And I'm not talking about survivor danger. I'm talking about, you know, normal household danger, like gas leaks. You know, or you have, you know, you have a particular, you know, acid that's left, you know, in the bathroom or something like that. And you just, and that's how you weed everybody out, you know.
That's nice. Leave some acid in the bathroom.
Somebody goes in, you know, they got to make sure that, you know, when you, whatever you put on your toothbrush, you better make darn sure that that's the real stuff.
Oh, you mean that kind of acid? I thought you were talking about the other kind of acid, like I'm going to have a bad trip.
No, not that kind of acid, no. That could be in the mix, too, you know. Don't eat the food until you really check it thoroughly.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, Don, question for you and one for Mike. Don, when the doctors examined you, did you get excited?
A raging boner.
Excited.
I could not strap it down.
But the doctor's used to that.
Yeah.
Then the question for Mike, when he was telling the story, did you get excited?
I get excited whenever Don talks about, you know, anything that will put him in any stage of undress. When he talks about, I got excited when he started talking about his tan.
I'm still excited.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right. One more call. We got to do a break.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Don, I love your story. You tell it so well. With such enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Is your Dr. Colonel Potter?
You know, where are the crickets?
Robin, we have, it's the one we thing the we need here in the studio.
I don't have the crickets in the new studio.
Too bad. Gentleman so confident that what he was going to say was
just
funny,
play us.
That, you know, he had no follow-up whatsoever. And now
he hung up. Oh, it's too bad. We just found them just moments too late.
There they are.
But there they are, our pretties.
Our pretties that had to be lowered to a different frequency so people on the phone could hear them.
Well, there they are. That's for you, whoever you were on line number two. You heartless monster. Just clear these lines right now. It's time for a call 100. All right. We've got to do a break here at 877-365-3636. Oh, I'd love to take this call first, though. They just put a call up on the screen about Alex Trebek assaulting a woman. Is that right, Vic?
Hello?
Come on, is this a put on?
Nope. I was reading in Stuff Magazine, which is a spinoff of Maxim, that Alex Trebek was going onto a U.S. air flight, and the stewardess tried to tell him that he couldn't get his bag on because it was too large for carry-on.
Was that Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Oh, there's somebody else.
I thought that was Randy Moss. Another story's about Randy Moss, right?
No, it was Alex Trebek. And when she said he couldn't bring it on, he said, "Do you know who I am?" And she said she didn't care, and he said, "Well, F you," and then she hit her. I mean, he didn't hit her, but he pushed her away with the metal bag measure.
All yeah. Right. Wouldn't you think that would have made a more prominent publication?
Yeah, I mean, it would be one thing if Alex Trebek verbally assaulted a woman.
Right.
But if he actually
hit her,
pushed her.
She's suing him for $64,000.
$64,000?
Oh, fuck. Listen.
That sounds like the
goof.
This sounds like the $64,000 question.
Right. That's a goof.
It's true.
I shouldn't have taken that call.
He did. I think I read something recently that Alex Trebek did have some kind of confrontation with a flight attendant, but I don't believe that he shoved her with a metal plate or anything like that.
You know, this magazine is probably like Maxim, where they write witty, you know, witty asides
right.
That I'm sure go over this guy's head. Like when they write, she's suing him for $64,000, that's obviously some type of a game show take.
I thought it was Patrick Kennedy also that had an altercation a short time ago with it. You know, everybody...
Yeah. Well, he had one, too.
Yeah, didn't he have one, too?
Yeah,
and they had him on videotape.
Right.
I saw the videotape of that, where he was kind of struggling, you know, at the metal detector with a security person.
And so did Randy Moss, remember? Because they wouldn't...
Right.
Randy Moss took some shirts out of his bag and said, "There, now my bag is smaller."
Didn't they kick him off the plane?
And they kicked him off the airplane.
It's amazing.
Now, all right. Goodbye, you dunce.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, I should not have broken in for that call. That's why I love taking unscreened calls, because generally when there's a call that's screened...
Absolutely.
It never pans out.
But the ones that are just, you know, out there in the minefield, we get pay dirt.
Those are beautiful. Listen, we will clear the lines right now for the secret sound, the much ballyhooed secret sound. You be the 100th person to call at 877-365-3636, and you'll get a shot at $500. Right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek.
Son of a bitch.
start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars, 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 and dollars. Ah. Oh. Son of a bitch.
Somebody gonna tell me why?
Here's a little hint. Pick up, take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they gonna lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars, 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 dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm gonna do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. 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 And them, too.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, he's really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do.
They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, when I hear that tape, but I think of all the times you and I have recorded things. And, you know, that's really like one of the worst things you could ever hear from Alex Trebek. And I think of all the times that, you know, if somebody was just rolling on everything we did on tape, and it wasn't immediately destroyed after the recording session.
But see, the difference is, I think people would expect that.
Yeah, they'd expect it from us.
From you and me.
That's right.
You don't expect to hear Alex Trebek say, O-F, O-F, F-U, O-F. It's like the Casey Kasem tape.
Absolutely.
You know, both of those guys don't have the image.
Yes, right, that's true.
Of being guys that drop the F-bomb all
the
time.
It's amazing. And I wish that, you know, for anyone that's ever recorded anything, I wish the tape was rolling and we could hear all the outtakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you'd hear some amazing things.
I got to think that some of TV's so-called nicest personality.
Oh, yeah, the real happy,
you know,
people.
How would you like to be in a room when Al Roker stubs his toe? You know, that happy-go-lucky weatherman from the Today Show, when he starts going, Mother Effa! Mother Effa! Jesus Christ! Mother Effa!
Al Roker is a perfect example of someone you would never expect to really snap their cap, but, you know, if he does, it'd be fun to be around when he did it, you know?
The happy-go-lucky, jolly, fat weatherman.
Just laying into somebody, too, you know? That's the bit that makes him mad. Everybody's got their hot buttons.
Right. Katie! Katie! You mother effer! Would you ever F with me? I'm Al Effin' Roker. Listen, you crack-up bitch. I don't care your husband's dead.
Oh, God.
I don't care you're working out all the time, you little Peter Pan pixie. F you.
If Al Roker ever really lost it.
He's a good. You come up with someone better than Al Roker. Somebody more easygoing.
Somebody that really seems like the nicest guy in the world.
Who would be funny to hear them just break out with the F-bomb. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Jim from South Carolina.
Jim, you are the 100th caller, my
Yahoo!
Friend. And Jim, congratulations. You certainly need these in South Carolina. You've won 25 Durex condoms.
Oh, yeah. I know what's in there.
Don't use them all at once. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made, Durex condoms. Are you ready to go for $500?
Yes, I am.
Do you think you have an idea about the secret sound?
I have a definite guess. I hope you don't get mad about it, but yeah, I do have a definite guess.
As long as you have a guess, as long as the guess is not a stapler or a briefcase.
I promise.
I think we can guarantee we won't get mad, right?
We won't get mad at all.
All right, then we'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it.
Uh-huh.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Miss Diana Ross.
And we wish you.
Wonderful.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common everyday sound. This will be a first. I've seen you do lots of them before, but I don't think I've ever seen you do Diana Ross.
And the odds are in my favor right now.
Yes.
Yes.
That's very good. The spoken word, Diana Ross.
Yeah. The only
like
one I do,
from Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
That's right. Right. Absolutely.
Yes. Word. Yes. Thank God. Every once in a while.
Once in a while.
You slip one in there.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I figured it was timely.
That's good.
I won't revisit it, though. You know, that was a one-hit wonder right
Oh,
there.
You might want to revisit that one.
And the odds are in my favor.
I'm thoroughly impressed that you wasted it on me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're impressed, sir.
For $500, what is that sound?
I'm going to say it's a telescoping antenna being pulled up.
A telescoping antenna being pulled up.
Right.
Could you be more specific?
I was hoping you wouldn't push me into that. Tape machine. No, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute, what was that?
You pressured him.
You pressured him and he broke up there for a second.
My brain's... I'm so nervous, you're not doing me right. Okay, AM/FM cassette player's antenna being pulled up.
Okay, all right. Well, we can't give him any help, right?
You know what? I'm going to need a moment for a conference with Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Well,
Rob's over there. You know, Rob, who is just the listener's friend, is over there for the entire time, has been shaking his head no.
And...
Well, all right.
I would think this guy has it, Rob. I mean,
it's...
Okay.
Half right. No, listen, you know what? You son of a bitch.
Hey! You got it!
I'm going to give it to you.
Wow!
Okay, is it a portable radio? No, technically, it is an antenna for a transistor radio.
That's the same.
Being pulled up.
Absolutely. Yeah, good call.
Does it copy AM and FM?
Hold on. What is it? What was your complaint here, Rob?
Well, he said being it pulled up, it was being pushed down.
Come on. I want to give the guy his money.
Wow. Give the man his money.
Mr. Son of Beach. Give that man his money.
I swear to God, I think if this guy hadn't gotten it, we'd be going a long time without somebody getting it. That's pretty good that he got the antenna, a telescoping antenna. That's what it is.
Now, Rob, that is a fluke of nature. You just got to give it up. The guy got it, right?
Rob, technically, he said that the first thing he said was a telescoping antenna. That's exactly what it is.
But it was going down and not coming up.
You hit it right, Mike. Rob Spiewak, the listener's friend.
You just hate anybody to win this contest, don't you?
Yeah, you know what? Way to go. Listen to it again now. It is the sound of an antenna.
That makes perfect sense.
Pushed down into transistor radio. See, I thought you were busting his chops about transistor radio as opposed to AM/FM radio. All right, well, listen, you got it.
Way to go. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, fellas. I'm a dedicated listener. I've been listening to you since early 1995.
What is your name?
Jim Elliston.
Jim Elliston. Well, listen, you goddamn hillbilly. You have won $500.
I've got something else that's going to rub you raw about this, too. This is the very first one I've ever guessed.
Really?
The very first one I've ever guessed.
Doesn't rub us raw.
Makes us happy. Doesn't rub, and it wouldn't matter. Even if it rubbed us raw, Don's already got lotion for that.
Oh yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm so thrilled, fellas. Thank you very much.
Hold on just a second, please.
Wow. Man, he's going to run into town and tell Goober and Emmett and everybody.
That's the fastest I think anybody's ever gotten one of those secret sounds.
And it's one of those secret sounds that as soon as he guessed it, it makes such total sense. When you hear it, you can actually hear that that antenna going down. Not up, going down.
Yeah, right. If Rob Spiewak was king. How could you possibly not give that guy the money?
You're turning around to Rob, and the whole time Rob's going, no.
No,
don't take it away from me.
How could you not give that guy the money, and then a month from now, when somebody finally guesses, then that guy would call up and he'd say, hey, I had it correct.
Because the guy not only had it, but he described it accurately by calling it a telescoping antenna. That's exactly what it is.
If he had only said telescoping antenna, I wouldn't have had a bone to pick with it. But he said the wrong thing.
Oh, stop.
But you know what?
Just behave yourself.
All is well.
He got the money.
And I'd like to apologize to him.
There you go.
I was out of my mind.
You are, and I think you still are. You still are in a really big way. There's a little crazy.
He's upset about it.
Yeah, he is.
He's upset about it. And I know that at some point today, he will pull me aside during a stop set, and in his own kind, gentle Rabe way.
I have to tell you, do you remember Secret Sound number 2?
Yeah.
When we had the technicality, and we didn't give it to him, and it was such a great day for me, and I was so happy. That's what you should have done today.
I know, it's all about the integrity of the contest.
Ideally, he shouldn't get the money, and he should be penalized.
penalized, and he should plead. But I'm glad he won, and I'll see him this weekend.
That's right. This man is lying.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, sir. Well done.
Not even your money. Don't worry about it, Rob. Guy got it. Okay, give him his credit.
He's so generous to, I mean, with, like, gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he's great. Rob gives us, like, the best Christmas and birthday gifts of anybody.
Very thoughtful.
He's thoughtful.
You know what
thoughtful.
It is? You know what it is about this contest? It's because Rob's the guy who actually has to go around
right.
and tape all of these different sounds, and he's offended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like an affront to him personally
if you get it.
That some guy, and especially that this guy got it. How long was the run of the sound?
Like 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I told you, he's pissed.
It's a great sound, though. I mean, I got to give you the props on that one, Rob.
He's very pissed. So we'll come back with a real tough one next.
Good.
A real tough one next. What are those
thinking is that? I wish this was TV sometimes. Because you turn around to Rob, and Rob, you're not even turned around yet, and Rob's going, no.
No. How could you not give that guy his money? He got it right.
He got it.
Hello, Don and my show.
I can't believe what a jerk Rob is to try to steal that guy's money.
Rob, your fans are now calling
did
in.
You know, buddy, you know what would happen?
You.
Is, it was so close.
Hey, maybe next time, sir.
It was so close. He was so close to right, and we knew
right, but
that he was close
to right
this time.
Right?
Rob, why don't you get on the microphone and have a discussion with this guy?
Listen up, Rob.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Falls Church, Virginia.
Okay,
the
is
next
Fairfax
time
Falls
got
Church?
The next time someone got a guess, they would get it right because they would know it was close.
Right.
So that guy
let me ask
gets
you
the credit
question.
For getting close.
Is Fairfax Falls Church?
You're a jerk.
No, answer me.
Oh, I hung up on him.
Is he gone?
Yeah,
he's gone.
Oh, I guess he wanted to use his other hand.
Oh, wow.
He's busy. He's busy in Falls Church.
Don't worry about it, everybody. I gave the guy the money. The guy earned the money.
Oh, God, you're killing me. You're killing me when you get mad, Rob. You don't get mad that often, but when you do, it kills me. I'll tell you that right now.
He really
now.
Loves to argue, man.
He takes his contest seriously, and these are great sounds.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Crystal, and I listen to you every day, and I think I'm your only African-American listener.
Oh, please, Crystal, now why would you say that?
I don't know. I thought about it. But anyway, I have somebody funnier than Al Roker.
Crystal, there are many, many beautiful African sisters who listen to the show, and
okay.
beautiful, strong black men. I got that from Jerry Maguire. I watched Jerry Maguire over the week on vacation last week on Fox, and the scene where he gets the crappy offer from the Cardinals, and his wife takes his hand in his face, and she goes, "You are beautiful, strong, proud black man."
I love that relationship.
And he gets all jazzed up, and he goes, yeah, I'll play for be a free agent. Yeah. And then they start kissing and stuff, and then Jerry Maguire looks over at old Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
And they just kind of go, eh.
They kind of look at each other like, look at that. She's showing him the Kwan.
Yeah.
All the way.
But that girl's hot. She was also Will Smith's wife in the movie with Gene Hackman.
No, not
his real life wife.
Oh.
The girl who was Will Smith's wife in Enemy of the State. I don't know her name. She's the same woman who was Rod Tidwell's wife in Jerry Maguire.
You know, that relationship in Jerry Maguire is the best. The most lovey-dovey couple
Regina
I've ever
King,
seen.
I know who you're talking about.
Now you're on the word.
You know what? I think that's her name. Right, Regina.
But anyway, I have somebody funnier than Al Roker.
You mean somebody that would be so nice that they would be funnier if they got mad?
Who?
Mr. Rod.
Mr. Rogers would be starting to, you know, it's kind of a cliche, but yeah, I mean, if he started throwing the F-bomb around, you know,
I just want to say, you're going to put your sweater, where's my effing sweater? F-U F-ball, F-U F-ball, the trains aren't working, my slippers aren't where they're supposed to be, I'm going to kick some ass, you're all fired, pick up your pink slips. Get the hell out of here. F me. F you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man, she stole my first one.
It'd be better if you talking that to the children, though.
Kids, I tell you, I don't like any of you effers.
Well,
I'm not like, going to do the show today. I don't feel like doing the show today because F you. That's it. You're going to have to deal with adversity in this terrible, cruel world where the odds are you'll probably end up dead anyway. So F you, kids. So long, Mr. Rogers.
Go to Pittsburgh? And my uncle used to sometimes go over to the same studio because he was a program something or other for the station. And he said he's already heard him swear like a sailor before.
Oh, God. I said the real guy doing it would
be
so great.
That's a tape. That's priceless.
Yeah, that'd be a national treasure.
If you could really get a tape of Mr. Rogers dropping the F-bomb.
I don't like this. This is a bad idea. And I think you're just a mother effer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I was going to throw mine. I thought Bill Cosby would be
perfect for something.
No, you know, Bill Cosby, you've
gotten mad.
He drops it all the time.
He's gotten mad. He's done stand-up, and you hear the anger in his stand-up.
No, you need to have, like, Mr. Rogers. You know, I think that's a tie right now, Mr. Rogers and Al Roker, you know.
Absolutely.
Mr. Rogers said, come on. Suck
Regis Philbin.
Suck my D. Same with Al Roker. Come on. Hey, Ann. Come here. Come on, put your mouth on this, baby.
Hello?
You need help. Regis Philbin or
no.
Willard Scott?
No. Willard, maybe, but I mean, you know.
Not Regis. You certainly can picture Regis dropping the F-bomb and the C-bomb when he talks about Kathy Lee.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good point.
And you know something? Willard is a guy I really think incapable. Based on our experiences with Willard, I don't think Willard can get angry.
Oh, yes,
but I'm sure there are probably moments, but real private moments.
We've pushed him.
Yeah.
And he's always maintained that great demeanor with us.
Absolutely. But, you know, just much like Mr. Al Roker, you know, he probably has his moments, too, you know? Like the Smucker's Jam bottle falls on the floor or something.
Imagine whether he gets done. He goes, oh, if I never have to read one more effing 100-year-old birthday, die! Die, you old bastards! Hi, this is Willard Scott. More old effing people. Brought to you by effing Smuckers.
I don't want to talk about another effing festival in some one-horse effing town.
Forget about it. I quit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank would never lose his cool on the air.
Well, now, on the air, of course, but I have heard Buzz use every bit of sundry language off the air.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like such a cultured gentleman on the air.
Well, I try to be. I try to be polite. But, yes, I get mad. I go ballistic. Sure. I've never seen you really, like, go off on anybody off. I mean, you've used language. We all use it. Right. That's a prerequisite, incidentally, to work on this show. Yes. But, I mean, I've never really seen you scream at somebody.
It doesn't happen often, and I try
to keep it. You've known him longer than I have. You've seen him scream at somebody?
I've seen him go off.
Yeah. Like,
I've seen him go off a couple times. It's funny to watch Buzz go off.
I've seen him get really angry. You know, but he's still even kind of quiet when he gets really angry.
I keep it to a minimum, you know.
I don't want to do that a lot.
It's a very small burst, but a very strong burst from Buzz.
It's not like you and me when people go to their cars. People leave the building.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how about Paul Schaefer?
No, absolutely.
When did this become the game, anyway?
You know, I can picture Paul Schaefer cussing all the time. I think we've got this game settled already. It's Al Roker and Fred Rogers.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Oh, Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now we're getting into Fred Rogers territory right now. We're getting angry.
Hello. And I think we've already done that Barney bit on the show. Didn't we already do the bit one day where you were dirty Barney?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, look at me. Hello. Look at me. Me so horny.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
What?
I want to know what road you were driving down when you threw that Playboy out the window.
Okay, all right. I don't want to give anything away. You know, I almost. Do you think you know?
No, but I just want to go get it.
Oh, okay. Because I was really. I mean, it's so possible somebody could have picked it up. I can't tell you that, sir. But I'll tell you right now.
I don't think it would still be there. I mean, it was a couple days ago you threw it out the window.
And I really gave it kind of a lofty, like, frisbee throw, so it probably landed in very good shape. You know, and I would imagine. I found a Playboy on the side of the road one time when I was walking back when I was a kid. Like, I was 15, 16 years old, and I saw there was like a. I don't think it was a Playboy. I think it was a penthouse.
That's even better.
I picked it up. Took it home, sure. Cleaned it all.
Hello.
Get it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's
hi. Hi.
Bob, the weatherman, Ryan.
No, because Bob Ryan shows his serious side, like when there's bad weather. No,
and Bob Ryan is probably like all those people at Channel 4. Probably, they're all real pricks over there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably yell at each other all the time off the air.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Hello. Hey, you know who I want to see get pissed? Jack Diamond on a good-looking Tuesday.
I know for a fact that man cusses. So.
No, he's the biggest phony baloney in the world.
The angriest stepfather he could be.
Okay, all right, that's a good one.
The evil stepfather.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think that's all we're getting now. Yeah. Our calls like this. I think we've solved this riddle already.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Just wanted to throw one more name into the mix to end it, the be-all, end-all. Ned Flanders. Highly homely uppers.
But hasn't Flanders actually on the cartoon show gotten angry?
Yes, mm-hmm. He has.
Gotten angry. Only at Homer's squeaky nose when he was breathing in church out his nose.
Okay, let's just put a moratorium on this now, please. Let's stop it. As always, thank you, love you. As always, it's something we've done that's been great that you folks have taken and ruined.
That's right. It's a simple concept. It's easy to get your hands around.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Frank Ahern's column today.
From the Washington Post? I thought it was a waste of space.
Oh, absolutely. But at one point, they're talking about the radio ads. And the writer says when she reads it, she wants to drive her car into a concrete embankment.
Are you kidding? I didn't get that in today's post.
Yeah, it was for the Dry Clean Depot commercial.
You know, that has to be somebody, because of the way we goof on GIF.
Yeah, because doesn't he ask for emails and stuff like that?
Has to be somebody. Hold on, let me see. You know, the worthless guy from the Washington Post who writes the radio column.
He writes a column like that, and I hardly give it a second look.
He writes a column today about ads that people hate on the radio.
Right.
And he's right. It says, for Dry Clean Depot, one reader wrote, when she gets to the high note at the end, I want to drive my car into a concrete abutment.
That is so funny.
Listen, that is somebody
right
who's referring to this tape.
I thought seriously about driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Yes, bingo.
I gotta say, yeah, you're right.
We're talking about radio commercials.
You're right. You know what? The world revolves around us.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, but it truly does.
And he didn't even know it when he put it in his column. That'll kill him.
You know, that's good.
That'll kill him.
I saw that today, scanned it, saw that it was a usual boring article,
right,
and didn't even bother to read that.
So poorly written, too. You realize it's a really good example of what a bad writer he is.
Hey, you got a good eye, my friend.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's fantastic.
That's good. You know what that is? That's somebody effing with Frank Ahern's, and he doesn't even know that somebody's effing with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I read it. I didn't know it today.
That's sneaky. That's getting it in there sneaky-like.
That's good.
I like that.
Thank you. You're good, unlike all the other callers we've taken in the segment. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I just pulled up to Expose.com last night, and I saw the New York pictures.
Oh, are the pictures of Pete Johnson up on the web now, finally?
Boy, you haven't seen them?
No, I have not.
No.
Oh, there is a shot of him on his back with something out of his mouth.
There you go.
That's partially hidden, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Wonderful. Good old Pete Johnson. Handsome Pete Johnson.
That was the Mike birthday show,
that's
incidentally,
right,
when Pete Johnson got the two-girl show up at WNEW.
He loved
exactly
it.
Exactly.
So you can go to www.2expose.com to check out those pictures. I don't need to see them.
Out of all the thumbnails that are on there, that definitely is the best.
All right, thank you.
Can't see a lot of his face, but by the way, I just want to tell you, your wife is gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
That's very nice.
Truly.
Make sure you put your finger over her face. when you do the dirty
deed. That's very nice and a little disturbing, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is. Is my brother on the phone?
I don't think it's your brother.
Oh,
it is?
It says 444, my brother.
Sorry. Hold on a second.
Is it him?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds like him. It's a cell phone.
Hello? Somebody who's really effing with us. Somebody who's called the business line.
Hi, Boo Boo.
You know, at the very beginning.
Yeah, I knew it's not her.
For a second.
I knew it's not
her. Let's go to the movies, Boo Boo.
It's a guy, too.
Yeah. This is some guy who took the trouble. What I want to know is, who in our office...
Stick it around, Boo Boo. I demand that you take me now.
Who in our office was
Boo-boo
stupid enough to screen this call as my brother? Let me hear the voice.
How did that happen?
Now,
it says on the screen, line 9, Don's brother.
Boo Boo.
Someone's responsible.
Let me hear the voice you used when you called the business line.
Boo Boo.
No, do the voice that you used when you called in.
Did you screen this call?
I didn't screen the call. I got a call on the call screen room number is from the guy at the front, and he said, I have Don's brother on. I said, well, transfer him to 7-0. So I pick up 7-0. I was like, yeah, who's this? He said, this is Jimmy. It's Don's brother. I was like, why didn't you call the hotline? He said, I've been trying to call to get through, and I don't know his voice.
Would that be Andy Rice out front?
Andrew,
Andrew Rice.
Yeah,
I love it when we can blame Andy Rice for something.
Yeah, you can blame him instead of me.
Now here comes Charlie Broyhill.
Carlos Broyhill.
Unfortunately, it's not Andy.
Who is it?
It's John.
John.
Oh, John the traffic guy?
Oh, yeah. John's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like John.
He would be.
Yeah.
Well, everybody should know that my brother or my wife or anybody, they never call on the business line. Never.
Never.
Really never.
Boo-boo.
All right, knock it off.
Boo-boo.
All right.
Hey, boo-boo.
Goodbye.
Hey, boo-boo.
Goodbye. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Speak. Am dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
I can't speak. Am dumb.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to call you guys and ask, because, like, I'm starting a show up here in Vermont. Like, I'm doing, like, my own community radio show, and I wanted to ask you guys for, like, advice. Like,
what's the name of the show? How many times I can say like?
The name of the show, well, I haven't really given it a name yet, so.
My advice would be quit. Quit right now. Quit? I can tell you've been on the air roughly 20 seconds. You'll never make it. Okay. I mean, you might make it on, like, Tom Gavin-style public access radio.
You know, that's such a service you offer because, I mean, you can save this gentleman a tremendous amount of time and effort and aggravation by just telling him, you know, knock it off right now and go into what is there? Can you tell by listening to him what he might be more cut out for?
Say something else.
Say something else like what? All right, because it's a free...
I won't go the obvious route and say fast food.
Fast food, that would be too obvious.
But I was thinking perhaps, you know, is there a Kenny Shoes nearby you?
Retail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feet. I'm thinking feet with this guy. Shoe salesman.
Maybe a Foot Locker type thing?
Great.
Yeah, Foot Locker, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, that went well.
All right, get out of my business, please. There's enough no talents in this business already. We don't need to start importing them from Vermont.
He can go work for Ben and Jerry's.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Gotta stop laughing. That was pretty good. This is Steve from Seattle.
Yes, Steve.
Just wanted to call and thank you guys for that electric ice cream maker you sent out about a week ago.
You got your ice cream maker.
Oh, Jesus. That thing, phenomenal.
People really win great prizes on the Don and Mike Show.
Is it really, really good?
And it has,
Mike,
different apparatus, that electric fat fryer or the deep fryer he has.
Yeah, I mean, how does it stack up to my great fryer?
It stacks up great. I made a mango frozen yogurt last night.
Oh, you know, all you're doing right now.
We still have, do we have any left over in the prize closet?
No, that was a one-time giveaway from TNT.
It was a big deal then. I mean, if it was a one-time
giveaway. Because what you've done now is you've planted the seed. Congratulations, Johnny Appleseed. You've planted the seed that Mike now wants to buy an ice cream maker. Then he will talk about it endlessly until he gets it.
No, not just any ice cream maker.
He will use it one time, then he will discard it.
I won't discard it. It'll be, in a way, it's discarded. I haven't used the deep fryer since, you know, we brought him in.
If you buy an ice cream maker, will you please get a soft serve maker?
Because you like the soft serve?
Yeah, go for full tilt. See,
Rob feeds this for me, and I like that. I like that about
him. Someday for Mike's yard sale, and then I'll have a brand new kitchen.
I've used it about four times this last week already.
Really?
Oh, God.
And real quality ice cream products?
Ice cream and then frozen yogurt and just even frozen juices.
I like the idea of electric, you know, you don't have to do the hang crank.
It takes about 25 minutes and you're done.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do you need any, like...
What a waste. You could get in your car and go to Baskin-Robbins in 25 minutes.
And can't you use just ice cubes to freeze it, right?
No, it comes with a frozen jacket.
Oh, a frozen...
Liner that you put in your freezer.
It comes with a frozen jackass?
A jacket.
A jacket.
I know what he's talking about. He's like a collar that you keep in your freezer, and when you're ready to go, you just put it around the bucket where you've got your cream product.
Exactly.
And then you know, bingo, ice cream. Delicious ice cream.
It's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you finally got a prize from us.
Thanks again.
All right. Goodbye.
I want to say if the people at TNT are really thinking,
if you get
it, I'm here. Bring it in. All right. I will.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got some for Rob Spiewak. Damn, faggot.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Boy, he was not showing you the love, Rob.
Well, thanks for listening.
There you go. Another friend made. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
No, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, I was just calling to find out whatever happened to that Species of the Feces game.
You know, I totally forgot about that. Yeah. The Species of the Feces.
Species of the Species.
That's right. Yeah, I had it backwards. Feces of the Species.
That is such a cool thing to do. That's a tremendous amount of labor. It's a labor-intensive
game. That came up the same time as the bikini, the pregnant bikini contest. And we did that, and we put the Feces of the Species contest on the back burner.
Wonderful idea, though. Well, you know what? I never asked you about that. Will humans be allowed to be one of the species?
See, that's where, like, CBS gets hinky about stuff.
Right.
That we've tried to do stuff involving human poop before on the show, and they won't let us do it.
It's amazing, though, because you could actually collect from all different shapes and sized animals.
You know, I think we could definitely do it at one of our Las Vegas-style shows.
Absolutely.
Where we don't have, you know, all of these rules and restrictions.
Right.
Maybe we should get that together for the show we're doing in a couple of weeks.
Do you know we should have somebody call out to the petting zoo out in Reston?
Yeah, the Reston Petting Zoo.
The National Zoo would be happy to help.
I bet the National Zoo.
Exotic species. And you'd have such a greater variety.
Sure. I'm going to write that down for the Las Vegas-style show.
The game Feces of the Species.
Well, And we'll include some human poop to see if people can identify the difference between human and animal poop.
That would be fantastic. Just a tiny bit. And, you know, because you want a tiny bit.
Just a little bit on the end of a spoon.
You know why? Because if you had full size, it'd be easy to recognize.
Be able to tell.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. A buddy of mine out here in Chantilly has a farm where they have, like, ostriches and emus. Potbelly pigs and stuff like that.
Is that right off of Route 7?
No, it's off of 50.
Yeah, you're right. Right off of 50. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I saw that farm. That is the coolest looking place. I drove by there, and I looked to my right, and all of a sudden I see these ostriches. They are huge. What are they? How tall do they stand?
Well, they're taller than me, and I'm 6'4", so they're pretty big, and they're mean as hell.
I was just going to say that aren't ostriches notoriously mean?
I just see these things out in this field. It's right off of Route 50. You can see it from the highway.
Well, hold on. We'll get your number, and we'll also call that petting zoo, and then, as Buzz suggested, we'll also call the National Zoo downtown D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can come up with all kinds of different animal poop, and of course,
fantastic.
You and I will be able to just bring in some from home.
Absolutely.
Because our dogs crap in our houses all the time.
Fantastic.
And, Buzz, you can bring some of Jonesy's poop, or what's your cat's name again?
Gracie and Max.
Of course, cat poop is immediately known as cat poop.
Yeah, but I think here's the key. I think if you keep the samples uniform, you know, and you don't, because the shape is one of the.
Do you think we would have to blindfold people?
No.
That if you take the
face test,
if you take the poop,
no.
You blindfold them, and then, you know.
No, you can't blindfold people because you're not going to be able to get fresh poop. Yeah. So the poop is definitely going to be dry no matter what. I mean, even if, unless you had like barnyard animals waiting outside the Las Vegas style show. So it's going to have to be with sight and maybe, you know, feel. If they want.
I don't see why not.
I don't either.
I don't see why not.
But I mean, if you take a small section of all of the poop, you know, if you get the full size, you'll probably be able to recognize cat, dog.
Yes. Elephants.
Right. You know, deer.
I don't know if I'd know what a deer poop looks like.
I probably could get you some deer poop.
Well, I probably could also. There's tons of deer out where I live, but I don't know what a deer poop would look like. If a deer poop...
Deer poop would look like a little pile of, almost like...
diarrhea?
Little marbles.
So it would look like rabbit poop.
Yeah, a little bit like rabbit poop.
So deers don't have big stools?
No, I think deers have little, little marble size.
What animals have stools? Human-like stools.
What about dogs?
Would a bear have a human-like stool?
I think a bear would, yeah. I think a bear would
have
a human.
What about a tiger?
A tiger, probably, absolutely. I think a pig would be...
that would be diarrhea, right?
That's what I was thinking.
That would depend.
I would think it'd be totally watery.
Yeah, because he's a pig.
Because he'd eat anything.
What about, like a rooster?
Rooster would be, I would assume, like
pellets?
Like a bird, maybe.
Bird droppings.
Like bird droppings, yeah. Which, you know.
Well,
did I tell you, did I mention that about my vacation? I think I left that out.
What?
I was pooped on by a bird while eating at a picnic table.
Oh.
I went to a place, a little clam stand, and a bird, I don't know, an unidentified bird, actually, I felt what I thought was a raindrop, and Laura was looking at me, and she went, oh, my God. And I looked, and I had the white and purple.
Oh.
It looked like the bird had been eating berries.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was a wonderful experience. I forgot to tell you that. It was a real special moment. And now, bird poop, it would be very difficult to...
No, it's got
to
be brown poop. Brown brown or black poop, I think.
All brown and black.
All brown and black. Maybe with maybe just a little red, depending on how the animals are feeling.
And then it would be a sight and, you know, an examination.
Touch.
Sight and smell.
Yes. And maybe touch. Mm-hmm. You know, we could get some of them rubber gloves.
Sure.
And you could touch it.
You could, you know, crumble it up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
I got a minor suggestion for you guys. A little, you guys are big Bob Barker fans of The Price is Right. He has a contest on The Price is Right where he gives the contestants four different prices and they have to match them up with the four different prizes and they come back and they pull down the knob to see how many they get right. You can line up your feces of the species and write down different animals or people that it might belong to and see if they can match it up with a proper feces.
Leave the driving to us, okay?
Oh, I got you.
Thank you.
All right. It's really easy. You just get one contestant, you bring out the feces, and he gets one chance to guess it.
Say, what is it? What's that poop in front of you right now?
And if he doesn't get it, you bring somebody else up, and you do it until they get it. And then once they get it, you bring out the next feces.
I love Don and Mike's show.
It's not rocket science.
It's simple. Yeah. We don't have to go to the set builder and have to make a big Bob Barker stage and a big knob and stuff that comes down from the ceiling.
Latex living gloves and a plate.
A piece of wood.
It is a sap from Sacramento. A little butt has the take from Venus and Serena Williams' father saying that the people in Compton, that's where they're from, they're going to celebrate by smoking some marijuana and having a few beers.
You have a tape of Venus and Serena Williams' dad?
No, I don't have it. I heard it on another radio show.
That is media disqualification.
And meanwhile, I was not listening because I was still thinking of the joy that we are going to get out of feces of the species.
We were talking about Venus Williams' dad saying everybody in California to be smoking pot because they won Wimbledon.
Really?
If that tape exists, I'd like to have it.
Interesting.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Good. You want to know how to tell if the deer poop is fresh?
How?
Rub it on your teeth and it turns green.
Oh, that is bad. That is bad. You've done that, haven't you?
Ever do that, honey?
No.
My little nature girl?
Used to be, until I moved out here, so...
You know, what I'm going to say is very gross, but I would imagine if you added enough moisture, you'd get that green color anyway. That'd be very unhealthy. Yeah, don't deer carry disease?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't deer have, like, is that where Lyme and tick disease
comes
from?
Yes, the ticks.
The deer tick.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I would imagine probably the deer ticks are on the deer. They'd probably be just filled with the disease.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This game is generating already a tremendous amount of interest.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I'd just like to say thank you to you and you and Don that I have Shiloh and Houston coming over to my house for my 21st birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, you will enjoy the girls of 2expos.com.
I have about 30 guys and about 35 girls I want to sell to, so it should be quite interesting.
Hope he gets a cell phone for his birthday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi. I was calling to see if you guys could play the poop sound effects tape that you have of the woman and whoever farting and the horrible noises. Hilarious.
You mean the Oprah tape?
I don't know. It's a sound effects tape of someone having diarrhea and someone having gas.
Right, that's the Oprah tape. Honey, those are naturally occurring phenomenons. We don't play those tapes by request.
Oh.
But you have to wait, and you never know when it's going to happen.
It'll happen.
My husband has never heard it, and I drive home every day, and it's amazing. I die laughing. It's hilarious.
It is. I think, really, I know the tape you're talking about, and I think it's one of the funniest tapes I've ever heard.
It's from Pull My Finger. I'll tell you something about Pull My Finger, that the guy who made the Pull My Finger CDs, let me give you some background on this. I'm kind of pissed at this guy, but on the other hand, I want to talk to him, and I'll tell you why. The guy sent us the Pull My Finger CD about 2 years ago.
Right.
We started playing it on the show. We gave it away. We gave out his website.
Mm-hmm.
Thing sells a million copies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we played it on our show, he sent it to disc jockeys across America.
Okay.
And when he advertises this CD now, it says, as heard on Don and Mike,
right.
Bob and Tom, Mark and Brian, every friggin' radio show in America.
Right.
So we've kind of shied away from the Pull My Finger guy a little bit because we thought we had an exclusive deal with him.
Right.
Well, he wants to come on the show again.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to come on the show not to talk about his Pull My Finger CD so that people will buy his CDs of sound effects. He wants to come on the show to talk about his fight against Napster.
Oh, really? Because people are sampling his, and I would imagine that's not like people that might sample a cut on an album and buy the album once you get his product.
I mean, like, if you have the Oprah sound effect that we use all the time on the show, why would you go out and buy the CD?
Right.
So he has been calling nearly every week to Broyo to come on the show. And the only reason I haven't put him on the show is because I'm mad that we gave him all this publicity, and it's kind of like the deal we had with Mr. Methane.
Yeah, exactly, and then they go to everybody, and they want to just, you know, chill us all out.
You know, it's like it was fine when we were giving you publicity and we were helping you sell the CD, then you go and you whore it out to every other disc jockey in the world, and then when you need some help with Napster, you need to get the word out. Well, that's when you come back to us.
I have a question about Napster, because it's been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. My question about Napster is, when you go on that website and you download music, and you put music, and you get, can you take, like, a current album and literally download every cut off it, or are there only certain singles that are available on Napster? Can you get the entire album? Because, I mean, then they've got a legitimate, you can sometimes.
Not with all records.
Okay.
With some you can, with some you can't. Right. It just depends who's put what up there.
Because it almost sounds to me like these guys have a legitimate beef when they're talking about that. I mean, if you that's the only way that, you know, really, when you come right down to it, that these people are going to make money is by, you know, getting a record deal and making their music and getting the money that way. And then you have some guy that's like, hey, go to my website and get it for free. It's kind of weird.
I'm for that. I'm really for that. Because I think if you go to Napster and you hear the song and you like it enough,
you're going to go out and buy it.
You'll go buy it.
True.
Because, you know, we don't have the technology yet to take the thing out of your computer and put it in your car. Until that happens,
you
still want to hear the song when you're driving around or when you're at the beach or in the backyard.
Got to buy it.
You got to go buy it.
And they say, I guess the argument from Napster is that the people that go on that website buy more music than anybody else.
That's
and if you
say.
Believe that, I guess that's an interesting point. But I was just curious, if you download the entire album, you know, and then if you had the technology...
There are some albums that you can... For instance, I downloaded the Matchbox 20 album.
The whole album.
From Napster.
Yeah, and you burn it onto a CD then?
Yeah.
Just pop it in your car?
And I decided that I didn't like the album.
Right.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it good enough to go out and buy it. Because no matter how good the quality is on my computer...
Mm-hmm.
As of this moment, it's still not as good as going to the store and buying a CD.
Have you listened to a sampled, you know, done what it's designed for, sampled music, and then gone out and bought the album? But you don't buy albums anymore.
No, I don't.
You've never bought an album.
Right.
In your adult life.
I don't buy a lot of albums. Mm-hmm. But I do go on there constantly and just sample. You know, I'll just say, play this, and I'll listen to 10 seconds and go, that sucks. Right. Play this, 10 seconds, that sucks. 10 seconds, oh, that's good. I like that one. I'll make a note of that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like Napster. Hello, Don, on my show. Those rock stars make way too much money anyway.
That's right. If the guy that pulled my finger guy's upset, they ought to call that website Crapster.
Well, he can go F himself. I mean, I'm serious. The guy... It's like we put him on the show, we play a CD, then he goes everywhere else with you. Understand the point?
Absolutely.
It's like, and now that he needs some help...
Yeah, now he wants to come back to the big dog.
Now he's back where it started. No, go to one of your other new friends.
Mm-hmm.
With Mr. Methane, both of you.
He's made enough money, obviously. It sounds like he's made a tremendous... You know, with fart sound effects.
Hello, Tim.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, real quick about Napster, just give you a background on it real quick. What it is when you connect to Napster, you're connecting to somebody else's computer. You're not actually using their web service. It's just a software program.
I hate it when it gets into the land of nerds.
Mike was close enough, though. I mean, it's that's what most people think. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Technically, you go to some other guy's computer, but yeah, you could call it a website. I mean, you go to Napster.com. Hello, Don and Mike show. Or MP3 or whatever, you know, however bass-ackwards way you get into these things.
I guess what you're saying is, and most people do just sample it. I mean, they get an idea of it, and then if they really love what they're listening, they're going to buy it anyway. I mean, don't you want to have the if you love music and you have a particular artist that you want to get, you hear them and you're going to go out and buy it anyway. You're going to buy that album because you probably want to have it in your possession.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, love the show. Anyway, just real quick, the link in the chain of moving from your computer to your car does exist. That's the whole issue with these MP3 things.
But it doesn't exist like where you can... hold on. It doesn't exist to the point where you can go to Circuit City and say right now, I want this, does it?
Excuse me? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I wouldn't go to Circuit City because it's too expensive, but absolutely, yeah. I mean, for $100, you can add a CD-ROM writer to your computer.
But it's not common yet. Not a lot of people do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not mainstream.
But I can understand both sides of the argument, because if you get an artist that, if this technology continues to expand, there will come a time when basically anyone that's producing any music for public consumption will be, you'll be able to get it for nothing.
Right.
And then
TFB.
TFB.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to go back to the species of the species. Mike was talking about that he got the bird pooped on him.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, I've had two different guys tell me that they knew two different people that got it in their eyes, and they went blind for life from that because, like, the bacteria in the poop?
Well, frankly,
sounds like an urban legend, don't you think?
No, a little bit did get into my eye, and I haven't told anybody here, but I'm blind in my right eye now. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry.
I love Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Marty.
It doesn't give you a good chance to do your Stevie Wonder, though.
Isn't she lovely? I can't see, but I want to thank Don and Buzz for doing such a great show and helping me see where I'm going.
Hello.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, for a little under $400, you can have a CD burner put into your tower, and you can customize your own CDs off Napster.
All right, thank you. No, I mean, we've got a CD burner at home already. I mean, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, burn them, man. They're great. Customize them all the grassroots.
It's been my experience that the quality is not as good, though. I mean, I've got the grassroots records that I went out and bought in the record store, and the quality is better than what I get on Napster.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Right.
And, you know, the cult, you know, everybody's doing all this bitching and moaning and complaining, you know, about the MP3.
Yes.
But the cool thing about it is you can, a lot of people put, like, a lot of bootleg CDs, things that you can't buy in the store, get posted up to those kinds of websites, too.
All right. Yeah, no, you got a valid point there.
Why do they call it Napster? Why is it Napster? Does anyone know? No.
No, I didn't. You
know, hey, that's going to be my new question for a lot of websites. Why does it have that name?
I think
it has that name because they've totally run out of names.
It was the nickname of the guy who invented it.
Oh,
some
really?
Kid who's rich now.
The Napster. I'll tell you something about bootleg CDs, though. There's a radio guy whose name I won't say right now.
Right.
But I'll see if you can guess, if you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a radio guy from New York.
Okay.
Who's short.
Yeah.
And his radio station.
Is he sneaky?
Yes. His radio station, and he's had a nose job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's new.
His radio station. No, do you know the guy I'm talking about? I've said before this guy's had a nose job.
I didn't know that. I don't remember you saying that.
Yeah, I know.
How long ago?
Well, since we've been on in New York, I've mentioned his nose job.
Okay.
Said that it's not a secret anymore that this guy's had a nose job.
Very good.
What I heard was that this guy's radio station had a concert with Pearl Jam,
mm-hmm.
and what this guy did was he burned the CD himself. And he drove to New Jersey, and he was selling the bootleg copies to a store. Hey, Charlie, come here. It was Charlie Broyhill telling me this. And then Charlie goes to this CD shop up in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and the guy has, like, this back room. Isn't that right? Without saying that guy's name, isn't that the story that it was a Pearl Jam bootleg?
It was. It was, from what I remember him telling me, 25,000 copies.
Wow. And this program director...
That is so amazing.
Sold 25,000 copies of bootleg, like, as a side venture, so the radio station didn't know about.
That's typical.
Just on his own.
Oh, wow.
And that store was selling them for $65 a pop.
Really?
Yeah, if you wanted to buy a Pearl Jam...
A real live concert album.
A bootleg
from
album.
From the board.
Yeah, from the board, and they got it from this program director.
Oh, my.
This sneaky program director.
Oh, my.
Because his radio station sponsored the concert.
Oh, God. That is the lowest.
Well, I told you, he's the lowest.
He is indeed.
He's the worst.
That's terrific.
He's the worst. So that's a riddle for everybody in New York.
That is pretty funny.
See if you can figure out who that might be.
Try.
Who sold 25,000 copies of a Pearl Jam CD to a bootlegger in Jersey? Who would have done that?
I have no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about owl poop.
Owl poop?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, owls poop twice. They poop out their butt, and they also regurgitate, like, the skin and fur and skeleton remains of, like, a rat or anything that they might eat.
Yeah, I think a lot of animals do that.
Yeah, I just thought that was totally gross. We went and found, like, a bunch of little fur balls, and we started digging through them. There's, like, heads and skeletons and ribs.
Thank you. That was the Blair Witch calling right there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thank you.
Well, you know, about bootlegging thing, I mean, you know, that's gone on since music existed, but Notorious, mostly with Pearl Jam.
they have...
Okay, thank you. There's another guy who wants to state the obvious on the show that bootlegs have been going on for a long time. Thank you. Thank you. And I don't want to give any more hints about who this program director did who did this highly illegal act, in my opinion.
I wish you would, because I can't figure it out.
I just want to tell you this, Mike. He sure took Pearl Jam to the cleaners.
I think I might have an idea.
Maybe that'll help you figure out who this unscrupulous program director in New York might be.
Man, I tell you, that is difficult.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's Don Geronimo, top of the key. Jordan picks him up defensively. Geronimo down the lane with the jam. A facial on Michael Jordan.
Don Geronimo gets the handoff. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Geronimo.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Me? That's why the boss has sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
This is the story of the...
Reminding you to pull out, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we are, have a winner today in the Secret Sound. Already Secret Sound 5 is history.
Yeah, real smart guy.
Secret Sound number 5 was the sound of an antenna in a transistor radio. Actually, the guy on the phone guessed that it was the sound of the antenna being extended.
Yes, a telescoping antenna.
Right. Rob wanted to be a prick about it and say that it was actually the sound of an antenna going back into the radio. But either way, the guy wins the money.
Yeah. Rob didn't even want to give him credit, even though he had the proper name for the antenna.
Yeah, the telescoping antenna.
Right. Who would have thunk of that?
Guy gets the money. Brand new Secret Sound for you tomorrow. Right. On tomorrow's show, we're jam-packed. Charlie Stossel will be here, along with a great edition of Jail Hate Mail. He's got all kinds of great hate mail from guys in the joint.
And it seems to me that the letters are coming from correctional facilities closer to our studios, mm-hmm. each and every week.
Also tomorrow, Leah Remini will be on. We will be critiquing her performance on MTV Say What Karaoke.
Fantastic.
And tomorrow, Harry Brown, who is the Libertarian candidate for president.
Just bringing you closer to the issues of the day.
Later in the week, we'll have Dirk, a guy who was kicked off Survivor a couple of weeks ago.
Very good.
Also, our friend Howie Long is coming back on the show.
He's a good guy. I'd like to ask him about those commercials he's doing and if he gets along with Terry Hatcher.
She does not look well in those commercials, does she?
She looks different. She doesn't look as hot as she was when she was on Lois
and
Clark.
She looks emaciated almost.
She's too skinny. But they've got a pretty interesting chemistry there. You know, they make that. Isn't he like, he's Johnny Family Man too, isn't he?
Yes, he's got like four boys. He's got one of them, I think, is Howie Jr.
And he's, kind of playing that commercial like he's...
like sexual with her.
Yeah, single guy.
And you know what? He's really got the easiest job of all in one of those commercials.
I'm delighted that you share my fascination with these commercials.
Oh, no, yes. He definitely has some type of thing with her. I'm not saying that he's banging her, but right. I'm saying that they have a sexual chemistry together.
I guess you could look at it, you know, he's done a couple of movies in a leading man kind of way. That's the way they do those commercials. But I think of it as Howie Long, the guy we've had on the show and talked about his family, and then you see him, he's out there with a, turbo hottie.
Have you seen the one where he gets to wear sunglasses during the whole commercial?
Yes.
What a great gig that is. I mean, you get to be in a TV commercial, and they don't even have to see your eyes. They don't know if you're sincere or not about the product you're selling because he's wearing commercials. And he's wearing sunglasses, rather, during the commercial.
It's a fascinating dynamic they have. It's a dynamic where he's kind of playing the dumb jock, but he's not so dumb that she doesn't want to sleep with him. Now, maybe I'm overanalyzing this commercial, but that's, that's what I get when I watch it. Oh, Howie. Take me.
Howie. Pull down your slacks. Right now, Howie.
And even though she's emaciated, she still has it going on a little
bit. Let me give you a BJ, and I'll time it with my Radio Shack timer. Howie, pull out little Howie, and let's measure him. This is Radio Shack digital, that thing where she goes,
sure.
Howie, you're 8.5 meters tall.
What is it now, Terry, as he's sitting there without his pants on?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, when you guys talk to Howie, talk to him about Terry Hatcher. She was a Raiderette, and that's how they met, when he played for the Raiders.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That's the deal behind that.
And, I remember way back when, the Raiderettes.
She was
the hottest.
They were hot.
They were hotter for a while than the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yeah, because the Raiderettes were like real sluts.
Absolutely. They were naughty, and they were those little cut-off pirate skirts.
Yeah, yeah, you know how the Cowboy cheerleaders, even when they were hot,
yep,
they still wore those stupid-looking Dolly Parton uniforms?
Absolutely.
For a while, the Raiderettes, mm-hmm, really, they might as well have just come out naked.
Oh, yeah, she was hot. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Howie and Terry are married.
They are not.
They are.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
No.
They are not.
No. It's not Mrs. Howie Long.
For the final time, Howie Long is not married to Terry Hatcher.
Okay, yeah, right.
What makes you think they're married, ma'am?
Hello?
Sir?
You are probably like one of those dumb bitches that watches Regis and thinks he's married to Kathy Lee because he does the TV show with her.
What makes you think they're married?
Hello? Answer, please.
Oh, she didn't want to continue the dialogue.
There you go.
Man, you know, you throw a little word like bitch out there and everybody gets sensitive.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Like she's never heard that before.
Don and Mike?
I like the whistle, Rob.
Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Carlisle from Sacramento, man.
Yes, Carlisle.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to give you a call and talk to you guys a little bit about that whole Napster deal.
Done with that now, Carlisle.
Really?
Yes.
Listen, I got banned by Metallica, man. For like 3 months on this thing. This thing has been around for a year and a half.
All right, man. Let's stop for just a second and think how very little we care about that.
We care right now about whether or not Howie Long is married to Terry Hatcher.
Howie, put my nipples on the Radio Shack battery tester.
Oh, Terry. Tell you right now, you're turning me on, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, fellas. Hey, Terry Hatcher went to Fremont High School, the same high school I went to in Sunnyvale. She was a 49er cheerleader, not a Raiderette.
Oh, well, the 49er cheerleaders... 49er cheerleaders are much more wholesome than the Raiderettes were.
You know, and now I'm real disappointed because that kind of shoots the Howie Long meeting her when she was a Raiderette.
Yeah.
No way. And Howie Long's wife would kick his ass if he met another woman.
He's a happily married man. That's the read we got on it.
I think when Howie Long's coming on Friday, I think his wife's coming on with him because I think she's written a book.
Oh, God.
So obviously this is a topic we don't want to discuss. Well, no.
What a way to get our ass kissed.
We could certainly ask Mrs. Long how she feels about the on-screen chemistry between Howie and Terry.
And I'm sure she'll give the politically correct answer, but I think it's a fascinating subject.
Hold on. What am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hola.
Hey, Don.
That is Spanish for hello. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Howie Long and that chick, they were engaged, but they never got married.
That's got to be BS.
No, I'm serious, dude. It is the total truth. It was really, really kept secret for a long time.
They were engaged to be married.
So Howie Long has to be...
Got married, but they were engaged.
Don't you think he has to be way older than Terry Hatcher?
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing a long time. He's been in the league a long time.
Howie Long retired like 10 years ago from football.
And actresses traditionally, you know, that are in leading roles are much younger than the...
She hasn't hit the wall yet. I mean, she looks a little emaciated, but she hasn't hit the wall yet.
It'd be fascinating.
Still, but hey, that one chick was wrong. They were never married, but they were engaged.
No, they weren't.
Thank you. You know, we have so much misinformation now pouring onto the radio.
Yeah.
Was she a cheerleader for the Raiderettes? Was she a Raiderette? Was she a San Francisco 49er girl?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don, Mike. I just want to let you know that deer poop looks just like milk does, but it's not as sweet.
I think he's absolutely true. Would I be correct in saying just a little bit smaller than a milk dud?
Maybe a little.
A little bit, yeah.
Like
all right.
Sticks in your mouth at once.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I tell you who I'd like to hear cut the blue streak. Mother Teresa. You have to go back a couple of years, though.
Well, first off, you need a shovel. You're way late on that. Thank you. Bye-bye. It's like an hour ago. All right, here is... I've just been handed the Terry Hatcher biography.
That'll give you her age, probably.
Okay, right. She was born...
1947.
Good boy. Wait a minute. No, I don't have her age here. It just has... Mike, here you go. This will give you a clue to her age. She graduated in 1982.
Okay,
so there's no way that she was engaged to Howie Long because he was playing for the Raiders in 1982. Mm-hmm. She was a San Francisco 49er cheerleader / dancer.
She'd be in her mid-30s.
In 1984.
Well, how old is Howie? Howie's in his late 30s, right? Or early 40s?
No, Howie's got to be in his 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt, in his 40s.
He looked so dreamy and young when he was here.
He was promoting that Jive movie that he was in.
The fire movie, The Fireman.
Firestorm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, all right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Charlie Broyhill now, who is a big Howie Long fan, coming in with his...
Huge, huge fan. His head is almost the same size as Rob's.
Hey, watch it. We like Howie Long.
I know we do. He is 40 years old.
Howie Long is 40.
He's younger than we are. I know.
It's a killer. That's a killer, man. So there.
You sure about that? He's only 40? According to what I just looked up, January 6th.
So there's a four-year age difference.
Then he could have been banging her. I mean, I'm not saying that they were engaged, but...
Four-year age difference, they could have very possibly been involved.
And if he was playing for the Raiders, that's just right across the street from the San Francisco. It's all the Bay Area.
Absolutely.
And he could be listening.
Just keep a drive across the bridge.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air.
Okay.
What about that didn't you understand?
Are you confused, sir?
I am confused.
You are confused. You sound confused. How can we clear up that confusion? What would you like to know?
You called a radio show. I said Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
I didn't hear Don and Mike. You're on the air.
You didn't hear because would that be maybe because you weren't listening?
Actually, I was turning my radio down at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You better have something really goddamn important to contribute.
Okay, I'll try and clear one thing up. Terry Hatcher is married. There was an episode where of Lois and Clark where some people from Krypton were trying to take...
Okay, come on.
You freaking idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I went to college with Howie Long and can clear this whole thing up about Terry Hatcher.
What college did you go to?
Villanova University.
That's where Howie went to school.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Clear it up.
Yeah. He married his college sweetheart, Diane. They've been married since about 1985.
All right. Well, Terry Hatcher graduated in 82.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for clearing that up for us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Didn't really clear anything up because Howie Long still could have banged Terry Hatcher before he got married.
Yeah, he's of 85?
Yes. Was that when he started with the Raiders at 85?
No, because if he was 40, he would have graduated probably in 82 from college.
He would be 21 when he graduated from college, right?
Right.
So that would have been 20 years ago. If he's 40, that'd be 19 years ago. What's 2000 minus 19? Well, I mean, what's the year 2000?
81, 82.
81.
Right.
There's no way he graduated in 85.
No.
That guy had to be another guy full of bullcrap.
We are getting so much misinformation about this Howie Long, Terry Hatcher subject.
Hello, Don and Mike. And all he said is he's going to be on the show on Friday, and that she's hot in those commercials, even though she's lost a little weight.
And are they, you know, what's the connection? Is there something going on? And we still haven't found out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just as another sidebar to this whole conversation.
The way it's working up, you must be Howie Long's brother.
Yeah. No, but just so you guys, the Raiders weren't in Oakland during that time.
They were in L.A. He
played in L.A. for most of the time, so he wasn't really that close to the 49ers.
All right, that's also a valid point. Thank you. I forgot that the Raiders move all the time.
Yeah, it's just what, 3.5 hour drive, something Hello? Like that, 4 hour drive,
40 minute plane ride, Mike.
Absolutely, you know they could have seen each other.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello,
Don.
Yes.
You got to admit, you know, talking about Terry Hatcher here, she has really gone downhill after that stupid ass Broadway Chicago show she did for a year and a half.
Well, I don't know when it was, but yes, I agree. I said the same thing, that I don't think Terry Hatcher's as hot as she used to be.
She used to be the hottest piece of ass going. Now she's just an old hag. And that's why if you know...
No, hold on. I think really Terry Hatcher, if she gained a few pounds, uh-huh. she'd immediately go back into turbo hottie status.
She still does have gigantic jugs.
Mm-hmm.
She really does.
She's just a little too thin.
Right.
Have you noticed the commercials now? The most recent one, they don't do a close up on her face, but they do a close up on Howie.
Have you seen the commercial where Howie comes into the bathroom and he puts a giant feather down Terry's throat and he helps her throw up her food, and then they measure the amount of vomit that's come out with the Radio Shack, whatever the instrument is.
That makes me want to run right out to Radio Shack and buy that special feather.
Hello, Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike about Terry Hatcher.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is this Don and Mike here?
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, actually, Terry Hatcher is actually married to Ken Stabler, which is the cousin of Joe Montana's sister.
Okay, all right, enough.
You're married to Ken Stabler.
Enough.
Married to the snake.
That's enough. Time out. We'll have Howie Long Friday. We'll ask him some of these questions.
Good.
Then. Now we have to do a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Balbernay to tell you more.
Wednesday, July 26th, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking, or take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8, and you gotta be 21 to get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
They faced those demons before. Don and Mike.
We got Howie Long's bio from Fox.
Excellent.
And while it does not say how old he is, it does indicate that he did graduate from Villanova in 1981.
That would follow, being about 40 years old.
So that we were right on there. Born January 6, 1960.
Okay, yep.
He's just
40.
40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Virginia with his wife, Diane, and their three boys.
And that last part, he has enjoyed a 20-year relationship with Terry Hatcher.
So she's the best piece of ass he's ever had.
Well, I think we all can agree those commercials work. Regardless of how they met or what their relationship is, there is a definite chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah, but do they work? I mean, I'm not going to Radio Shack. We're mentioning Radio Shack, though.
Yeah, we think about it, and, you know, we know the commercials. That's all that advertising is. They want you to know the product.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to change the subject. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, and I read a funny story the other day in a porn magazine.
In a porn magazine?
Yeah.
Are you an Eskimo?
No, I'm not. I'm white, but I'm married to an Eskimo.
You have that kind of, you know, Netflix Eskimo sound to your voice there.
Actually, I'm from Minnesota, but my wife is born and raised in Alaska.
You sound like you might be from Alaska.
Yeah, I am.
Can I ask you something about Eskimo girls?
You bet.
How are their Eskimo pies?
Their Eskimo pies are the best.
That's like right out of the satchel, a joke for any occasion.
Do you ever
eat? Kind of cold and frigid on the outside, but they're nice and warm on the inside.
You ever eat an Eskimo pie?
I eat Eskimo pie every day.
You know, when I eat Eskimo pies, I get them all over me.
You get an ice cream headache, don't you?
Yes, I do. If I eat an Eskimo pie too fast.
Have you ever eaten a caribou eye?
I've never eaten a caribou eye. I just eat Eskimo pie, but it gets all over my face, and I gotta wipe it off when I'm done.
Is your wife like the stereotypical Eskimo woman? Is she a big, gigantic, Sasquatch-looking woman?
Nope, she's beautiful. Mm.
She doesn't look like the lady in Northern Exposure that worked in the doctor's office.
That's who I'm thinking of, Rob. Right.
That is absolutely the stereotype right there.
Tan, smooth skin, and
she what?
She has tan, smooth skin, and she's beautiful. Yeah. She's a turbo hottie.
Yep.
You know, I remember.
They don't all come like that, but I got a first class one.
It's amazing what you remember from school. I remember from elementary school where we were shown a documentary film on the Netsilik Eskimo, and the reason I remember it is because we were all so shocked by they went hunting for caribou, and when they killed the caribou, the delicacy, the treat, the like piece of candy for the little kid, the little 5-year-old kid, was the caribou eye. And he went over with his, you know, and this is a documentary film, and we're all watching, and he goes over with his knife and he plucks the eye out, and they give it to the kid, and the kid eats it, and we're all like, whoa! But I've always remembered the Netsilik Eskimo.
Well, you know what? The Eskimos do make the Aleuts anyway. They make fish head soup out of salmon, and they cut the head off, and they make like stew, and they eat the eyeballs out of that. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Do you bang your Eskimo wife all the time?
Do I bang her? Yeah, I bang her all the time.
All the time? Is she especially horny because she has cabin fever?
Yep.
Especially during the winter when there's no light.
Have you ever lived in an igloo?
Never lived in an igloo. Mm-hmm. That's a fallacy.
Do you live in a regular house?
Yep.
You don't have an ice car or anything like that?
Yeah.
I said ice car, not an ice car. Ice
oh,
car.
An ice car? No, I don't have an ice car.
Do you all have to sleep in the same bed with like a fur, walrus fur or whatever covering you so you can stay warm?
No, I just sleep with my baby's fur.
Ah, your baby or your wife?
Well, my wife down between her legs.
Hey, Alaska. Horny man in Alaska.
Baby, all right. Well, you got such a horny wife, what are you doing reading porn? What am I saying? Well, no, my wife's not horny. I'm horny. My wife's not horny.
That's right. And his wife might not be horny.
You know, so I got to do something when I'm at work.
I was going to say, if you have a horny wife, what are you doing looking at porn? Mm-hmm. But I'm horny all the time, and I have a hot wife, and I look at porn all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And, you know, incidentally, they've raised the price on DirecTV.
From $7.99 to
$8.99?
I didn't
know that. $8.99.
Oh, my God.
That's making it real tough for me to reason through all of my porn purchases.
Do you know, they are taking advantage of the great legions of porn people out there because they realize that no one's going to mount a protest, no one's going to complain, you're going to go back time and time again, and they're basically charging you $9 for 2 hours.
But then really, let's be honest, as we've discussed before,
$9 for
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Right. It all evens out, though, because they're giving you Peter Frampton for free.
Yep, they are.
Oh, the free view?
Yeah.
No, they're just, they know that the guys are going to go back and do it anyway, so they can raise the price as much as they want, and they're still going to go and do it.
You know, that is just such a goddamn ripoff. Anybody that has DirecTV, $8.99.
They used to
for
have
a porn.
The Spice Channel used to be available on certain systems, and you pay the yearly fee, and it would be on all the time at a certain hour of the night.
Yeah, you know, meanwhile, if you want to watch what's a movie on pay-per-view right now? Or on regular pay-per-view?
End of Days.
Yeah. If you want to watch End of Days.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, if you want to watch End of Days or Sleepy Hollow, you pay $2.99 and they're playing for 24 goddamn hours.
Absolutely.
I mean, you get a channel where all day that movie plays over and over and over again, and that's only $3.
I tell you, it's just getting almost prohibitively expensive to visit the hot zone.
I know. It's terrible.
And incidentally, that ruins it for me when they put the logo up in the corner of the screen.
A little flame going there.
I don't like that.
I thought for a while that every time that they put that flame down in the lower corner of the screen that it was going to get dirtier. And it never did. That's how stupid I am. And it never. Do you have DirecTV, sir, up there in Alaska?
Yes, we do. In certain spots where I used to live, I used to live out in the bush. I don't live in Anchorage at all.
Well, be glad you don't have it. Did you say you do or don't have it?
I did have it, but I don't have it now.
Well, be lucky you don't have it, because you don't have to live through the nightmare that is $8.99 for one porno movie. And, you know, God forbid that you make the mistake that I did, and you look at the title, mm-hmm. and the title says Rich Wives Club,
mm-hmm.
and you think probably three hot girls, four hot girls.
Right.
I bought this one the other day, and the girls had the worst boob jobs.
It's hit and miss. You never know when you're going to get just horrible looking, horrible production values, right. horrible everything on there.
Well, I just want the girls to look nice. And three of the four girls.
I want the girls to look nice and to be photographed tastefully.
I don't like girls with boob jobs anyway.
And they had three out of the four girls in Rich Wives Club had boob jobs that like had the boobs first were way too oversized,
mm-hmm.
and they had like little lumps all over them.
Yeah, and like the can opener scar underneath.
Yes, right underneath the boob, because when she lays down on the kitchen table for their big threesome. She's on her back.
It's horrible.
Yes.
It's not fair. Have you seen any of the ones where the guys have more tattoos, like prison tattoos?
Yes, that is also something that does not turn me on in my pornos.
I like my men to be tattoo free.
Oh, no. Hey, can I tell you the story? I'll keep it clean. Kind of clean.
And the other day, I also...
You want to listen to me?
No, I don't. Thank you. I also logged on to one the other day. I bought one that was... The title was something like La Vida Loca. It was a play on La Vida Loca.
Right.
So I thought, hey, you know, some hot Latin sex. So I buy it, and as it turns out...
My Baby Got Back, I was thinking of that one, too.
Oh, that's an all-black one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that one before.
That's horrible.
So whatever this La Vida Loca one is, I had to turn it off again because... Not because of the participants, as I had thought it was all like Latin people, but the way the movie was set up, the plot of the movie was that they took a car out to this spot in the desert.
It had to suck. If you lingered long enough to get plot, it had to really stink.
And what it was eight guys who looked like gangbangers, and they all had the bandanas on and stuff, and there was one girl, and she was drinking, and then she would do each of the guys.
Oh,
and it was
that
like,
doesn't do it for me.
I was watching that. I was like, no, you know what I want? I want the girl laying out by a pool in Beverly Hills
maybe five or six girls.
You know, where the TV repairman comes over.
Uh-huh. And not eight guys and one girl. Eight girls, maybe one guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't like that either because at one point where I had to turn it off was when she was down on her knees.
Mm-hmm.
They were like... five guys standing all around her.
No.
And it was just like,
that's just
boom.
Total drag.
It was a wasted $8.99. It was a wasted $8.99 with a bad boob job.
And you know, it's $8.99 no matter whether they throw up a total piece of garbage or they, you know, one that looks like maybe they spent a little money making it, you know. And some of them, they literally spend some money, you know, with production values and the way they, you know, all I want is the people to be good looking and the production values to be, you know, decent.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about any of that. I do. I want them to be good looking. I don't care about the production values.
Saying production values, I'm talking about, I don't want to see, like, something that looks like it was, you know, they went down to the local Circuit City and bought a handheld camera and walked into, you know, a Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm. Although there are some that...
Well, they have amateur videos.
Strictly of those qualities, the naughty amateur videos.
Well, see, but if they're... I haven't seen...
Which are not bad.
Have you seen that?
It's not bad. Yeah. See, real people having sex.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And if you're really listening to the consumer... Me as a consumer, what I'm saying is, give it to me, give me what I want in the first 3 minutes. Don't make me sit around through a supposed plot because these people are not real actors.
Yeah, but if you get the top of the hour, if you get the top of the hour, you get coming up in 90 minutes. Have you seen that? You know, where at the top of the hour, they show you what's coming up.
Oh, yeah, where they show the highlights, yeah.
And they are highlights.
They are.
Which I kind of enjoy that.
But I...
Do you have DirecTV, Buzz?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I don't usually subscribe to the you know, the adult channels because
you don't?
Well, I do tapes instead and that sort of thing. It's cheaper. It's cheaper.
It is cheaper. It is so much cheaper.
You can control the quality. You can back up. You can go forward. You know, it's better, I think.
Apparently, yeah, he's got quite a stash.
Yeah, he does.
You do have a
in
stash.
In his dungeon.
How many tapes would you have right now? I mean,
A couple dozen.
Like new ones, too, right?
I mean, I haven't really bought any lately. I should.
Do you throw them out, or you give them to Eric Bickle?
I should give them to Eric. I just let him collect dust.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite current title?
I haven't bought any lately, so I don't even know current titles.
What's the most current title that you work out to?
You must have one that you know, of all time, that you maybe have in your 24 adult films that you have in your briefcase.
Honestly, I think the newest one I have is Shiloh Makes It Big.
Oh, that one. That was Shiloh Damon.
Yeah, no, not the best film in the world, which is why I think, you know,
Dr. Phil Good.
They don't make those anymore. There's a reason for that.
Boobtown was one of the only ones that I ever had at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to throw it away that day. My wife and my son were cleaning out the closet and they found it in there.
You have to be very careful.
Big old label on that Boobtown. I had that worn down to one spot.
Mm-hmm.
There was one scene in particular that I liked.
Favorite.
And actually, after I'd go by it, when I would hit the rewind, it would stop automatically because the tape was so worn in this one spot.
There was a blank spot.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so you would hit rewind, it was like it would automatically just stop right at the spot where I wanted to start watching it.
You're not buying them anymore?
I haven't lately. I should. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Do you go, like, to a store to buy them?
Sometimes. I have purchased them at stores. Yeah, that's usually where I get them.
Is there any particular store that you could recommend?
No. The last one I went to was in Dallas, actually.
Oh, in Dallas?
Yeah. So
I was like out of town to buy his porn.
It was like a supermarket in there.
Okay.
Huge. What about you, Rob? You watch a lot of porn?
Not really, no.
Not really?
No. Yeah, well, you've got kind of a group home thing working? I mean, you've got a lot of family members.
But you got Big Daddy living with you still?
Well, yeah.
Big Daddy's there. That'd be kind of awkward, I would think.
It's not the best. No.
You'd be getting your jerk on, watching some porn, have Big Daddy come in.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make breakfast with you or something.
You know, I'm with you, though. I'm ready to just boycott that. I mean, I'm going to...
$8.99 is too much,
it's,
man.
It's ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. And you know, you don't get... First of all, the consumer doesn't know what they're getting. And it's a rip-off to start with.
Hello, Don and Mike. And you know what? Even when you order a regular pay-per-view on DirecTV, they let you watch the first 5 minutes for free.
Yes, they do.
You know, I'm not saying that they should give you 5 minutes for free of the pornos, because then they'd never make any money, but maybe give you, you know, 20 or 30 seconds for free.
Absolutely.
So at least you could check out, you know, the talent in the movie.
You know, that's a great idea.
And decide if you want to invest the $8.99.
How many times have you ordered one up, and then all of a sudden it comes on and it's like, oh,
yeah.
God, gross. The first thing you see is some gross people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Just want to make a comment on some of the porn movies. There's some directors out there. Andrew Blake is one who makes
This is somebody. Now, Buzz, you just gave thumbs up to Andrew Blake.
Andrew Blake makes good movies.
He makes some great porn movies.
Those would be the newest I have. Night Dream.
You know, you're trying to low-key it, but you know this area. You really do.
Kind of an aficionado you are, Buzz.
I didn't catalog the titles, but yeah, Night Dreams and Night Dreams 2, right, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there by Andrew Blake. I don't remember because I don't watch the titles.
I'm familiar with the Night Dreams.
What makes Andrew Blake such a great porn director, Buzz?
Beautiful women, great lighting, great photography, very classy, and, you know, all the action you want.
Buzz Burbank says.
All
right, thank you.
Thank you. But, like, correct me if I'm wrong, in that genre of film, one in a million, right? I mean, really very rare, isn't it?
Well, they're not all winners, you know, but most of his are, they all have that same level of quality. You
really? So he's the Spielberg of porn?
I think so. In terms of quality, you won't be let down with an Andrew Blake film.
Andrew Blake.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, so funny.
Hello, Buzz. Now, I don't really watch a lot of porn at all.
Right, that's why you're calling right now.
Yes. But my name's Ralph. But
obviously, your name is not Ralph. Hey, you know what a good porno name would be for Steven Spielberg, though?
What?
Steven Squealberg. You know how they always do, like, you know, shaving Ryan's privates and Forrest Stump?
And what was the Seinfeld one that they did that we were talking about?
It was
Heinfeld.
We actually watched that one on the air one day where they had actors who looked like Jerry and George and Kramer and Elaine.
That was not an Andrew Blake film.
No. They all met in Jerry's apartment. They all started banging Elaine.
It was horrible.
Heinfeld. We might have had some of the actors from that on this show, as
absolutely
a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what? Oh, you want to be anonymous? But
No, I'm just kidding. Direct cable or direct TV, is that full porn? You know what I'm saying?
No. That may change, though, because AT&T and other cable companies with the digital cable are starting to offer hardcore porn, and the competition may force DirecTV to do the same.
Now, the difference is just geesh, right? Is that what you mean by hardcore?
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, what they do is I think that they just... They take, you don't get like the full movie. You know, you get different angles, and you get a lot of that shot of the, you know, the heads bopping up and down and stuff like that. You don't get the shots of full nudity.
I don't need the crappy close-ups.
You know, when they, like, all of a sudden they'll change the...
You see the girl's eyes?
I get the impression when I'm watching that they can only show certain body parts for a time limit. Is that right?
They call it optically modified. They just take part of the frame instead of showing you the whole frame.
Buzz is such an expert on this.
Mr. Expert.
He is such an expert.
Mr. Know-it-all.
The new digital cable is going to offer, you know, penetration and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. All the details
you
don't see.
Well, you get that on
DirecTV. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm just curious because I never watched.
But if it's not right, you just don't get the... At what would be referred to as the money shot.
And I don't need to see that. I'm happy with just women loving women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see any men in my porno. I don't like that.
I know. I do.
I know you do. And you like the...
I like the real stuff.
I like the jizz shot.
I like the whole thing. I don't like the feeling of feeling ripped off. And I feel like I'm being ripped off. And I feel like they're you know, if you're going to watch that type of thing and you're an adult, what the hell are they doing? What's the game? And I don't know what laws are in place why they're doing that. I don't know how that works.
A nice two-girl show works for me.
A two-girl show works for me, too.
And that's it. That's all I need. You know, don't even introduce any guys into it.
I just don't like gross people. I don't like gross women. I don't like gross men. I like really like non-gross people to be. If I see one gross person in either man or woman in any of those movies, it's just, it's foul. I can't. If a beautiful woman comes into the shot and you've got a guy that's just like, yeah. I mean, that makes me want to puke.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey. Donna Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, look, just checking around on the local news. I know much y'all like to talk about it, and I was wondering if you guys noticed who's been missing on the local news lately.
Who?
The weather guy, Doug Hill.
Well, he's going to another station.
Oh, y'all knew that.
Yeah. It was in the paper.
Yeah, we read the newspaper.
It was only about a month and a half ago that
that
was
serious?
In the paper.
I can't believe that, because I went on the website, and all I see is Topper's little head, Beanie Head, and any other guys.
Where's he going, Channel 4?
Channel 7.
He's going to Channel 7.
Channel 7.
He's going to Channel Oblivion.
Is that right?
He's going to Channel Forget the Rest of Your Career, Doug Hill.
Unbelievable. Well, his career's shot.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Goodbye. Yeah. You know, I like Doug Hill, but I'll tell you, the guy, the weather guy on Channel 7, I thought was the best thing they had going.
Jeff Gilbert.
I like Jeff Gilbert. I thought he was the most straightforward, non-double talk, you know, not Bob Ryan, where he can give you rain, clouds, sunshine, high temperatures, low temperatures, a hurricane, and tornadoes in the same weather forecast.
Just for my money, Doug Hill is a good second-string weatherman. Doug Hill is not your everyday weatherman. He's not your top-shelf weatherman.
What does that make Topper Shutt now? Has Topper Shutt taken over the reins now?
Yeah, temporarily. Topper Shutt is the number one weather guy on Channel 9.
He's the big guy. It's what he's always dreamed of.
Right, and now he's getting his opportunity.
He just sits there.
You know, it's like the fourth string quarterback who finally gets into the game.
Sits there in the weather center. Look at me. Goodbye, Doug Hill.
But that is a bad career move for Doug Hill.
Yeah.
Really. You go to 5, that's an up move. You go to 4, that's an up move. You go from 9 to 7.
Yeah. Well, they would have kept Doug Hill at Channel 9 if they didn't shove him outside all the time.
The weather porch.
The terrace.
I like porch.
20 mile an hour, wind chill factor, 10 below zero, and Doug Hill's got to go out on the deck in a parka. No wonder he split.
And it's also great when they put him out on the weather terrace with a shovel.
Right.
We're having a hard time keeping things clear up here.
Have you ever seen Bob Ryan outside? No.
No.
Never goes outside.
No. But Channel 4 is deep in weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 4's got Bob Ryan, and they have Burger Jeff.
Right.
Tom Kierine. Remember, I knew him when he was a disc jockey, but his name was Burger Jeff.
Burger Jeff.
Then they've got a third guy behind Burger Jeff, and they got a fourth guy behind him.
Mm-hmm.
They got more weather guys than they got sports guys on Channel 4.
And they all are under Ryan.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's when he uses the F word.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
What's up? I got a couple quality films I wanted to recommend for you.
You know, Doug Hill has some time. I think he had one of those can't work clauses, like he left Channel 9 and he can't go to work at Channel 7 for 3 months or something.
Right.
You should think about getting into some pornos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doug Hill stars.
Oh, absolutely.
In the weather vein.
Barometric pressure.
Call Andrew Blank. Good lighting.
Starring Doug Hill. Barometric pressure.
There's a real great one out there called the Bear Wench Project, a little spinoff on the Blair Witch Project.
What, now, what's it called?
The Bear Wench Project.
The Bear Wench. Now, is that good because of the title, or is it actually a good film?
Actually, it's pretty much good because of the title.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Chris from Sacramento.
Hi, Chris of Sacramento.
I got a great movie for you. Actually, it's a huge variety of films.
All right.
It's called Colossal Combos. You can get it at your favorite adult video store.
Colossal Combos.
$25.
Sounds like something you get at a burger joint.
And it's 4 hours of your favorite stars.
It's the Big Mac of pornos.
That it is.
It's the extra value meal of pornos.
You know, if you figure if you only watch it 2 minutes at a time, it'll last you at least a year.
All right, thank you.
Colossal Combos.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I heard you talking about Topper Shutt just a few minutes ago, and a friend of mine used to work with him. He was an intern. And first of all, he says he's really goofy. In person also.
Okay, what are you going to say about Topper Shutt?
Like you couldn't tell, right?
Well, Topper Shutt listens to this show. He's one of the weather guys that listens to this show.
I mean, I don't want you to bust on Topper Shutt. Are you going to say something awful about him?
Well, not awful, just something he did. But I don't want to bust on him either. I actually like the guy.
What did he do? Was it illegal?
No.
Good.
No. He had a medical problem that he was showing off to the other interns and weather guys.
in the bathroom one day.
What was the medical problem?
Lesions.
Lesions?
Lesions.
Lesions where?
Down south.
Oh, that's
bull. That's bull.
That is an absolute lie.
That's all I
You got an axe to grind with Topper Shutt. Topper did something to you.
First of all, I'm not saying that Topper Shutt doesn't have lesions on his genitals.
Right.
But what I'm saying is if he did have lesions on his genitals, there's no way he goes into the bathroom at Channel 9 and pulls his pants down and says, right. Hey, interns, come take a look at this. What do you think of these lesions on my nuts?
Hey, I love you guys. That's just the story I heard.
Yeah, and Gordon Peterson was in there the next day showing everybody the painful drip, drip, drip. Right.
Goodbye.
Thanks, bye.
Not true.
No. Not true.
Not true at all.
Topper's a good guy. We wish Topper the very... Hope he holds on to the number one spot.
Me too.
He doesn't mind. He loves the weather deck. You can tell he loves the weather deck.
Sure he does. Sure. Get him a box to stand on, though. He's a freaking midget out there.
Hi, here we are. Boy, it's cold out.
Hello, it's out of Mike's show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You know, he plays in that basketball game every year, that charity game at my kid's school.
Right.
And so he goes out there to play. When I played with him a couple of years ago, he's like one of the kids. He's like right. 4 feet tall. He comes out, and he had every possible piece of apparatus on. He had on knee pads, elbow pads.
Goggles.
And he had those big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar-like goggles on.
Doesn't want to hurt the eyes.
Sweatband. He's got ankle weights on his, on his shoes.
Wants to get a good Topper Shutt workout.
Hello, last call. You're on the air. Hi.
What's up, Donna Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about porno real quick.
All right.
Hey, I was in the Marine Corps with this one guy. We'd go out to the field. He'd have like a stack of Penthouse and Playboys and all this crap in his sea bag, right? I'd tell him, hey, man, don't spend all day in the head over there jerking off, man. He's all, hey, I'm going to be in the porns. I'm going to be in the porns, you know? Like 3 months later, this guy gets out of the Marine Corps. I'm over at my buddy's. He's got one of those black boxes where you get all the pay channels free.
Yeah.
There's a guy banging away on some chick on a freaking TV, man. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. These guys thought I was a homo. I'm like, I know that guy. I know that guy, you know?
He showed you, didn't he?
Come to find out, he married a porn star.
Really? He's living his dream.
He's living the American dream.
Exactly. Now he's doing hardcore. I just picked a couple of pornos out of the trash can the other day, and he's on one of them.
There you go.
And he's with his wife. It looks like she got a big old pastrami sandwich down there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodbye.
Love you guys, man. Love you in Bakersfield.
Goodbye. See you later. We will be right back.
It's the Dawn and Mike Show.
But you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Nice studio.
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Now you saw that, right?
I was watching that whole thing, including the uncued tape cartridges, the machines not working.
I couldn't hit the button. The button where the guy goes,
this is the Don and Mike Show.
Right? Right? Nothing happens. I take it out, I put in another machine. Nothing happens.
Dead.
I say to Rob, get me another one. Rob gets another one. We put it in the machine. We press the button. Nothing happens.
Dead.
Dead. Sucks. It's a brand new studio. It's everything's effed up in here. Sorry about that.
That happens.
Right. Oh, you want to talk to a crazy lady?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's the setup on this crazy lady.
Okay, very good.
I don't know if she's on the level or not.
You don't know if she's really crazy or she's just pulling our leg.
She might be the lady who calls all the time to try to get on the show.
Okay.
What she's saying is she doesn't like the content of the show.
She doesn't like the specific content today?
Or I guess any day, but especially today. She doesn't like the sexual content.
Doesn't like the porno talk.
And she gets the radio station on her telephone at home.
Ah. Okay, that's always a little clue.
Let's welcome now. Here we go. Today's crazy lady. Hello? Hello, Nutsy Fagan, you're on the air.
Go ahead, ma'am, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
First of all, I'm not a crazy lady, and I have never called your radio station before except to speak with your general manager.
Yes,
I would just like you to be aware of the fact that some people are forced to listen to your content because
they
do not have any other choice. You're coming in loud and clear in the background of my phone. My family in Texas, my family in Washington State can hear you every time I make a phone call.
Well, aren't they lucky? They don't even have to buy a radio.
Well, I don't like listening to it when I'm trying to have a professional conversation. Well, then you own a business.
Come on, honey. If you're getting our radio station down to telephone, why don't you call the phone company?
Because I have. They've put 4 filters on my phone, and I still get your radio content.
Why don't you have your phone number changed?
Because that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the phone line.
Why don't you move?
The building.
Why don't you move?
Because I'm in a lease for a year, and I cannot move.
Well, then at the end of a year, you'll be able to lease, and then you'll be able to get out of the lease, and the nightmare will be over.
You're right, but there are still other people who live in this complex and the surrounding community that aren't so lucky.
What about the cordless phone? Would that work for you?
I just had my management office tell me to go out and buy one specifically to try that. I bought a 2.4 gigahertz one, and it still would not block out your transmission.
Right. Where are you located? What town?
Right behind one of your towers over near Catonsville in Baltimore.
In Baltimore?
Baltimore. You said
I'm by a WJFK AM tower.
How does your family enjoy staying the fan?
I don't listen to your radio station. I'm from Texas. I enjoy country music, and that's it.
No surprise that she enjoys country music. I bet you're a big country fan.
I was country when country wasn't cool.
Well, listen,
Barbara Mandrell.
Honey, you have a situation that people around the country would die for, to be able to hear the world's greatest radio show every day piped into their home for free.
Just think about that. You could have all your telephone conversations and be listening to us in the background. A bonus.
It's so loud that I can't hear the other party on the phone.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
If I could block it out or have it so low that I wouldn't have to deal with it.
Why would you possibly want to waste our time with this? This has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to waste your time or to tell you. I'm letting everyone else know that there are people out there who don't want to listen to your show. And I
want to tell you something. You love it.
You love it.
You love it.
You can't get enough of it.
You love it.
I do not like it. I do not like my 16 or 13-year-old daughters listening to it.
I want
to
tell you something.
They make their telephone conversations either.
You know what? You love this show so much, you're just dying to hear it every single day. And you were dying to talk to us. You've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
No,
I bet you've been trying for weeks.
The last resort, because I've also filed an FCC complaint against your radio station.
Good. Excellent. That's what the FCC is here for.
Exactly.
You know, in just 2 years, your 16-year-old will be able to come down to this show and participate in our nude games.
There you go.
No,
we'll look forward to that.
I don't think my daughter would ever do anything like that.
I think she would.
I raised young ladies.
Honey, if you're listening on AM, why don't you just take your phone under a bridge? You can't get AM under a bridge.
Or especially go into the harbor tunnel.
Yeah.
Take your phone under the harbor tunnel.
Why don't you put the phone in your harbor tunnel?
Well, if you had to deal with listening to country music on the background of your phone, I'm sure you wouldn't like it either, would you?
I think this is a scam.
Yeah, me too.
I think this is a bogus call.
Well, if you listen real close, you can hear yourselves in the background on the phone.
I'm listening real close. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, because we'd be on a delay. I don't hear
you are, because I can hear myself, too. And it is on a delay.
I hear nothing. Well, when you've
called... You can check with Bell Atlantic. You can check with your general
when
manager.
When you've called the management from this station...
What
did they tell you? To S in your hat? What did they tell you?
No, they said that they sent one of the technicians out here when the building was being built 2 years ago and tried to warn them about what type of phone lines to put in.
You are lying.
You call your general manager yourself.
Well,
it's not our general manager.
That's one of our affiliates you're talking about. The Baltimore station, we are not, you know, that is an affiliate of ours. It's not our general manager.
WJFK's general manager is the one that I called.
Right, good one. Then you should call him again, because we cannot help you, honey.
I didn't call you to ask your help. I just called you to make you aware of the situation.
No, and I want to tell you something.
Some people are forced to listen to your content.
Right.
And I object very, very strongly to it.
Well, tough. Then just because of you, we're going to talk about anal sex the rest of the day.
Be my guest.
The whole rest of the day, we're going to talk about vaginal wart.
Ew!
We're going to talk about menstrual bleeding. We're going to talk about coprophilia.
Oh, that's a bad one.
All those things. All your favorite topics on the show.
But we'll do it like with country accents.
Coprophilia. A little coprophilia. And menstrual bleeding. And anal sex.
Yeah.
Hello, darling. Conway here. Let me give it to you in the rear.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time since coprophilia.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Have you had your say? Have you got it all off your chest?
Right.
Have you got it all off your chest, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Poor woman. Poor sterile, frigid woman. How long ago? Tell me something. Last question. How long ago did he leave you? Because it's obvious there's no man.
Excuse me?
There's no man in this house. How long ago did he leave you?
Where do you get the fact that there is no man in this house?
No, I just think that if there is a man there, he's probably, you know, down on a chair in the basement, tying a rope around the rafter, trying to hang himself.
How long ago did he leave you? You can talk to me. I'm your friend.
You guys are really, really bad.
Satan's had his way today, baby.
When did he leave you, honey? How old were the girls when he left you?
I have someone in my life who is very satisfied.
What about the girls?
How to keep him satisfied.
What about the girls' father?
It sounds like it's your problem.
He wouldn't be the
ones who are not satisfied.
He wouldn't be the daddy, though, would he? When did daddy?
Oh, yes, he would.
When did daddy leave?
Daddy's still here.
Really? Daddy, don't you walk so fast. Why don't you put Daddy on the phone?
Daddy's at work.
Really? You're a friggin' liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. We know you're lying. It's no fun when you're not legit.
You're not lying. I mean, I don't doubt. I mean, I don't believe any of this about you getting the radio station over the telephone. But I think you're definitely lying about being married, because I know he left.
We have to delay.
Now, you know,
we have to hit the delay.
Big mouth. I deleted that out because I don't know if the information you were just giving was true or not. So why don't you think before you run your mouth? Because you called us, you dumb cunny. And if you say something again that involves somebody's name or somebody's address, it's going to be on you, because I'm not going to delete it out again.
That's fine.
Do you understand?
That's fine. But don't try to tell me that I'm lying.
And you are lying.
Believe me.
There's no man in your house.
So many
people. There's no man there. He couldn't stand you. He left you.
It's pathetic.
Your marriage is pathetic. Well, he left.
Nobody said I was married.
Oh. Oh, you dumb whore. You dumb whore.
No, been there, done it twice. Don't need to do it again.
Two-time loser.
No, I left them. They were losers.
Two-time loser, two-time whore, oh, hey, on my country radio. Where's the girls' daddies? And I'm guessing they're separate daddies?
No.
A port in every storm, a port in every storm. Gonna see my honey with the dotted microphone. Port in every storm, she's my hoe in my favorite city. Where's daddy at?
I just answered that. Apparently you weren't listening.
Daddy's not coming back, darling. Daddy's gone away, just like they all do. Daddy's going away for a long time.
Now listen, teddy bear. This is Daddy. I didn't raise you girls to be sluts. I just had my kids out of wedlock. I gotta leave now because your mama's driving me crazy.
She keeps talking about the crazy phone in her kitchen. Getting that bad show that she hates so much. So I'm gone. Take my truck by 18-wheeler heading down the road.
Girls, I want to tell you something, though. If your mama ever knew how to really satisfy a man, I never would have left her.
So Elvis Presley.
I wonder if
you're lonesome tonight. Are you lonesome tonight?
No, I'm not, but I'm sure you will be.
Yes, sirree, she's an angry lady, full of raging fire, calling out a mug and being mean. And I can't wait to get far away from her.
Come Come on. Come on, give it up now. We've had you on for like 10 minutes now.
Come on now. Tell the truth, please.
I have told the truth
all
the time.
Okay. Well, then, this is a problem that you should... I don't know why you would call us.
As I said, once again, to make other people aware of the fact that there are people out here who do not like your content and do not want...
Well, honey, I got news for you. There's more people who do like us than don't like us. The day that there's
good
more people...
You.
The day that there's more people who don't like us than do like us, we won't be on the air. But as of right now... The odds are we're going to be here forever. People love us.
And I tell you, I certainly hope that you can fix your problem. I hope it gets rectified.
Rectified. So do I.
All right. Well, you run along now.
Come on now, shoo.
Go on, shoo fly. We done talked to you about your problem. You gave us all that poison. You spit poison at us for 10 minutes. Now you go on and get and let us do our job.
That's you. Now pretend that you're your girl's daddy. Now just hang up the phone and run away.
Just run away as far as you can. Get away from us. Gone.
Get. Come on, shoo. Shoo fly.
She's staying on the line. Why are you staying on the line?
All right, if you detest our show so much, why would you stay on the line with us live?
Because she's a liar. She made the whole thing up.
Answer that, please. Why would you stay on the line with a show you detest so much?
You don't have a disconnect button either?
Well, you called us.
We like our callers to hang up first.
Why would you stay on the line so long if you found us?
That's exactly what I'm going to do then. So you have a lovely evening.
All right.
Goodbye.
There she goes.
Right.
She was a whore.
Right. I don't know if that was a made-up call or not.
I sure don't think it was real.
I don't know. I do believe that her girl's daddy has left him, though.
I think that's probably true. He's probably far away. If only they could have seen me tolerating that horrible, cruel woman.
I love Donna Mike's show.
How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
I hate to pile on, but...
What?
I don't like you guys either.
Then why are you listening?
I'm just flipping around, and I started listening.
Well, then change the channel.
Turn the radio down, change the channel. It's the easiest way to deal with that problem.
No, get off my nose. Mm. I got news for you. I don't like you either.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Excellent. So now we can move on.
Well, pretty close. I was just wondering. I was talking to your...
All right, listen. Hold on. You've already established. You don't like the show.
We don't like you.
Go away. Go listen to another station.
Don't waste our time. Then you don't have to listen to us. Problem solved.
Okay, well, just...
If you stay on the line and continue to talk, then it's really not legitimate, you see. Because you just want to be on our show.
Charlie wants to tell us something.
Oh, good.
Didn't Connie say she was in Maryland?
Yes, she did.
Is that a Maryland area code?
It is not.
Okay.
There you go. We've established the fact that the previous woman was lying.
Right.
And we've established the fact that you don't seem to want to get off the line because...
No, I'm going to get off. I think you guys...
No, I'm not going to let you say it. If you don't like the show... Exercise your opinion and turn the radio off. But otherwise, you know, eat me raw with a flavor straw.
Bingo. That's right.
There you go.
Hey, I like that.
Now,
that was wonderful.
Let me make a quick call here.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We're going to have to get a permission to put her on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Now.
I just took the call off the air.
Very good.
Calling. Can't take the call right now because they're on the phone or on the computer.
Oh, okay.
Leave us a message.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Just wondering how come if you live in Catonsville, Maryland, the phone number that you called is in area code 703, which I'm calling you back on right now. Just wondering why you're such a liar. We knew it all along. You're a big, big liar.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Amazing. Yeah. Now she knows. Now she knows that, well, we knew it anyway. She was a liar. A big, fat liar. Big, fat, hairy liar.
You know, I'm amazed with that. Well, first off, it was obvious she was goofing us.
Okay. Yeah.
She just wanted her airtime.
Right.
But like the second guy that calls.
Right.
Listen, if you really don't like something... You don't stop and listen to it and then call to comment on it.
That is your consumer power when it comes to this type of product. You can turn it off.
If you really don't like it,
mm-hmm.
you just go away from it.
Right.
But no, you know what it is? And I'm going to say this right now. I'm speaking to you right now because I know you're still listening out there. You're drawn like a moth to a flame to this.
Yeah.
To this radio show because the show is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You may be saying to yourself, I don't like this show, but you know what?
You want to be a part of this show.
You do.
You like it so much, you want to participate. And you know, statistics bear out the fact that the people that participate are the smallest group of listeners.
True.
And when you participate,
true that.
You are put into a very teeny tiny group of passionate fans.
You become one of the active listeners.
Absolutely.
And the people who are active, who call the show, are the people who are fanatical about it. Admit it, you love us. Damn, doing this show is a rush.
Bingo.
And listening to this show is a rush.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, put us on 24 hours a day. Really, somebody should. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Great. I was calling to say that lady brother.
What?
You know Big Brother?
Yes, Big Brother. Sure.
The lady Jordan, she was looking on the internet today, and she said she was bisexual.
All right, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, man.
Hey, man.
I love your show, and I live in Frederick. Can I get it on my phone?
I know people would love to get it on their telephone.
Well, we've all gotten a brand new idea here. We're going to have a new service where you can hear the phone. You can hear Don and Mike on the phone 24 hours a day.
Any fat bastard's going to broadcast on the internet so I can hear you at work.
Well, now you'd have to talk to the fat bastards who run this country company.
Who should be running this country.
Yes, and this country.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Someday.
Goodbye.
The people that run this company will run this country. We know that's true. That's part of the big plan.
Yeah. Oh, please.
President Carmi.
We will be back with more after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Scoping antenna coming out of a radio.
That was a pretty good guess, and it proved to be the correct guess.
Here is the sound again. That's the sound of an antenna being pushed into a transistor radio.
Now, the guy said it was pulling it out, and Rob practically had a nervous breakdown right on the
Rob
spot.
Still won't let it go, but frankly, we gave the guy the money because, you know, telescoping antenna is telescoping antenna.
And I think it was pretty amazing that he was able to get it. I really do. It was.
He wins the $500. We will have a brand new secret sound for you on tomorrow's episode. Also tomorrow, Leah Remini will be reviewing her on MTV, the Say What Karaoke. The Libertarian Party candidate for president's coming on the show.
Harry.
Charlie Stossel with his jail hate mail.
Mm-hmm.
Also this week, Dirk, who was kicked off the Survivor Island, and Howie Long will be talking about his tryst with, what's her name, with Lois Lane.
Terry Hatch, right.
Yes, all of that coming on the show this week.
Excellent.
Las Vegas style show, 2 weeks from tomorrow. On July 26th, we'll be at Club Element, which is across the street from MCI Center in D.C. with a gigantic free show, including the premiere of Species of the Feces.
Feces of the Species.
Get it backwards every time.
You know, and it's a Club Element, you know. Imagine what elements are in the feces.
Big Las Vegas-style show, 2 weeks from tomorrow night. We will see you there.
Excellent.
Now, I know we're running late on time today, and we got to get to buzz with the news. We didn't even have time today to talk about the goddamn home run derby last night.
Right. Which was pretty astounding with Sammy.
I watched it. Sammy is great. Ken Griffey Jr. is a prick.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I just got the feeling from watching him with his backwards hat as he sat there and pouted.
The definitive pampered athlete. I've always thought that there are a few guys that represent the athletes of the 90s, and Ken Griffey Jr. always seems to me this is a guy that's had it for a long, long time, and he's a pampered athlete. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to play where I want to play, you know, no team loyalty.
Sammy's up there hitting the hell out of the ball last night and smiling and having a good time, and Ken Griffey Jr. is sitting there pouting with his little kid on his lap.
Right, yeah.
And I guess the big story about the All-Star Game, of course, is how many guys won't be there.
It's really ridiculous. I mean, they really the amount of superstars. I was reading about it today. It's just why have the game?
That's why I'm not watching the game tonight. Also on TV today, I almost called you early this morning, like at 6:30,
mm-hmm.
when I was flipping around and I turned on MSNBC.
The Imus is back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a stupid idiot.
They've got him hooked up now.
Oh, no.
Where he's got the oxygen tube that goes into his nostrils.
Oh, God.
And he's wearing a cowboy hat and sunglasses. And he's sitting there rigid and stiff, and he's talking about how I can't move my left hand.
Oh, God.
And Imus's radio show to begin with moves slowly. It almost moves in backwards motion on a good day.
It is not a fast-paced program.
But now, since he's had this, and I will be the first to call it a stroke, since he's had his stroke...
Right after the horse threw him.
It's like the rest of his cronies.
Yeah.
You know, they're all back in New York, and he's in wherever he's got this ranch scandal.
Well, you know the personality of Imus, too. They're back happy as can be. They don't have to sit there through those commercial breaks with the guy.
But they're sitting there and they're going, yeah, I-Man, go, I-Man. He's going,
what are we doing? The live commercial.
Not doing live commercial today, I-Man.
What are we doing a commercial? Bernard, I really can't move my left arm.
Yes, I-Man. I mean, and that's all going on in the air.
He's at his dude ranch? Is that where he is?
Yeah, the scam ranch. I don't know what the scam is that he built this ranch.
The same ranch where he got thrown off the horse?
Yes. Yeah. You should watch it tomorrow, because it's funny TV.
And the hat, the cowboy hat.
Yeah, you got to see him with sunglasses, a cowboy hat, and the oxygen tube going into his nose.
Because he's got like a collapsed lung.
Right.
And does that mean he has two lungs? Because I always thought he only had one lung.
I think he's down to one. I think this is it.
Yeah, he's collapsed.
Yes. I can't breathe.
If something happens to that other one, he's gone.
Stupid idiot horse.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, hi. How's it going, Don?
Hi, baby. Watch it tomorrow, Mike. It's funny.
I'd love to watch it. I get a kick out of him anyway. Yeah. I mean, just watching him sit there. So bad, it's good.
It's funnier than watching Jim Carrey. Really. Watching Imus with oxygen.
You see him eating sunflower seeds now.
Oh, stupid idiot. Stupid idiot. I got one of these sunflower seeds stuck in my throat. I'm not going to be a cowboy anymore.
I'm telling you, that's not just a broken lung and bad ribs.
More than that. You think it's a stroke?
That's a stroke.
Beginning of the end?
That's a stroke. The I-Man has had a stroke.
Yeah, he's Tony Soprano's mom all over again.
Go S in your hat, Imus.
S in your hat, stupid idiot.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I am. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Rabe. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
My name's Michelle. Just calling to say that it was great. The trip up 270, talking about the porn, no air conditioning in my car. Loved it.
No air conditioning in your car.
Nice little hoe you are.
Huh. Yeah, really.
Thank you.
So you enjoyed the discussion of porn?
I enjoyed, actually, Buzz's common knowledge, carnal knowledge of his porn.
Do you fancy yourself a porn aficionado as well?
Not at all.
Oh,
really?
But you're a bad.
But you're a bad girl, though. You were driving around in a very hot car, listening to a very nasty show.
I'm sitting in Safeway with plenty of people around, wondering why I'm sitting here like this.
Yes, you sound like you're just got a hint of nervousness too. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I had a feeling you'd ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told Hope on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, Bo and Hope.
Oh,
yeah.
She's a POA.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is. I'm a little harsher version, I guess. But.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Listen, glad you enjoyed the sex talk.
I did.
All right.
Pastrami sandwich kind of threw me, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll let you get the Buzz's news.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Bye, you little dirty birdie.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Rabe, call me a whore, please. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You like that.
Bye-bye, you ho. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right, nobody there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
I was calling to talk about that woman that called you saying she got you on the phone and everything.
Yeah.
She sounds like a woman that called you guys about 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago. I think it was around April. Saying that you guys were making jokes about child abuse on the air and that she was offended by that.
No, I don't think it was the same person.
You know, I asked her that. I thought it might be the same lady. I think it's a different lady. Same modus operandi, though.
I'm sure. Same agenda.
Wants to just say anything that'll get her on the air and keep her on the air for a while. But I don't think it's the same lady.
Okay, I just want to throw that out there.
You never can be 100% sure.
Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rudy Dodge, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Who do you think's going to survive, Rudy, Richard, or the woman truck driver?
Richard has been my pick all along, and Mike, you've liked Rudy all along, haven't you?
And I'm becoming more and more confident that Rudy will win. Rudy will survive.
Who do you think's the wild card in all this?
I think Jervis is the wild card.
I think the wild card is they're going to drown the guy in the khaki shorts that holds the tribal council.
Thanks again. Great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's how ingratiated we are all into that Survivor thing now, that we don't even have to mention that we're talking about Survivor, that everybody knows who Richard is and Rudy is and Jervis is. And, what's the truck driver's name again?
Gretchen?
She's a teacher. It starts with an S. He said her name, was it Susan?
Susan, that's right.
Susan, the truck driver. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I got to tell you something about Poino. If I had a chance to do a Poino, that's who it would be with.
Who would you do a Poino with?
Tommy Lee. Imagine that thing going up in your anal. Oh, yeah. Gosh, imagine that thing. You have never seen a movie by him?
I've seen the movie with...
I've seen the movie where he drives the boat.
With Pam, yeah, where he drives the boat with his penis.
Oh, man, that man is hanging.
And that was actually on one of the pay-per-views.
Yeah, it was.
And I watched it then.
That man is hanging. I tell you the truth, man, I would love to do one with him.
Yeah, are you gay?
Yeah.
Right.
I would love to do one with Tommy Lee.
All right, thank you.
I hope your wish comes true.
Oh, me too.
Bye-bye.
A boy can dream.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. I was calling, curious what your porno names would be if you were in a porno, because I have a recipe.
I think we've already had this. Is it the street name and your dog's name?
Well, actually, I've got the name of your first pet as your first name and then your mother's maiden name.
Right, we had something close to that already. I mean, don't you remember a long time ago we did it with your first dog's name and then the street name that you lived on?
And I remember because I'd be Louis Evergreen.
Right. I mean, we've already done it, so thank you.
All right, thanks.
What was yours, though? Because you had a good one. Your first dog's name and your street name that you lived on.
I don't remember the street now, but the name was Shushu.
But it was, you remember the first street you lived on?
I don't remember it now.
Oh, but it was a good one. I forgot what it was. Mike. And it went along with Shushu.
Yeah, I don't remember. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, yes.
Am I live?
You're live.
Alive.
Right now.
Right now.
Come on, what?
What?
You're sucking up valuable airtime.
I hear other people talking, but I don't hear myself.
You doing a tape? Isn't that one of our tapes?
I can hear you, but I can't understand you.
I can't understand you.
Hear me now.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
I'd like to talk about the lady that just called.
Okay, very quickly, please do. Go ahead.
Any woman that can spin a pack of lies like that is truly a mastermind, I swear.
All right, he's doing an Elvis thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye, ma'am.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That was some good calls, Jack.
Time for news now with Guy Burnley. Guy. Oh, let me play your intro here.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news in the comments?
Tonight, Metallica, Napster, and Orrin Hatch. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
for
everybody.
News and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Of course, that was very...
That was very professional, Paul.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHTK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
Time now for news with porno aficionado Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's just weird, the concept of Metallica being on Capitol Hill asking the lawmakers for help. One of the founders of the band, drummer Lars Ulrich, told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that he was stunned to find his music being given away through the Napster internet program. Napster allows people looking for songs to dip into other people's computers to find them. And 13 million Americans are doing this now. Napster itself doesn't give anything away except the software to make all this possible.
I said, like, hey, Trent Lott. I said to this Napster dude, hey, bud, what's your problem?
Why is your hair so square? Is that real? Is that a wig? Or do you really, like, comb it that way?
And the head of Napster told the lawmakers that the process actually helps the music industry, that people buy more of it after sampling through Napster. To see how easy downloading music that way is, Senator Orrin Hatch opened the meetings by downloading a tune from Creed.
No, I thought he liked the Plasmatics.
No, he'll listen to that in the car on the way home.
He likes the Osmond Brothers. Doodle-doo-doo-doo. Yeah!
Now that's music.
Orrin Hatch is a wiener. I mean, he really is.
Notice that.
He really is.
Right?
Yeah.
The publishers of the new Harry Potter book have just ordered a second printing, another 2 million copies, on top of the 4 million in the first printing. Some bookstores have sold out of their first shipment. Borders.
Hey,
Harry's here.
Hey, did you hear the good news?
Hey, it's Harry Potter.
Hi, I'm Harry Potter. Hey, we're going into our second printing, and we couldn't be happier.
You're the 12-year-old boy wizard, right?
That's right. F you, John Grisham. How do you like that? Hey, bite me. Hey, Stephen King, eat one. How do you like that? Yeah, we're doing great with our second printing. I'm going to be a mega millionaire.
Congratulations.
Real happy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Harry. Congratulations.
How's the porno collection?
It's not what it used to be, but I'm inspired to work on it now.
Anything by Andrew Blake.
Yes, that's true, Harry. You're right about that.
Absolutely.
How would you know about Andrew Blake? You're a 12-year-old wizard.
I'm a 12-year-old wizard at the VCR when I put on Night Dreams. Fantastic. Having a good time.
Yeah.
Go buy Harry Potter. Did you ever call that mother? The lady that sent the package with me in it, Harry Potter, did you ever make that call?
Early in today's show? No, absolutely not.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of effers.
Okay, yeah,
make right. it. See you make later. It. Harry Potter saying so long.
Oh, there he goes. Borders says the book set a record, selling over 300,000 copies over the weekend. Barnes & Noble says it sold over 500,000 copies in those 3 days. In spite of all that, it won't make the New York Times bestseller list the way the first three Harry Potter books did. The newspaper says it's starting a new list for kids' books. The publisher's steamed about that. It says nearly half the book's readers are over the age of 14.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were adults.
I'm beginning to think in this country, if you get the right kind of PR and the right kind of like buzz going before something,
you can sell anything.
You can sell anything. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of this is based on the popularity of the book. I think this is a steamrolling effect based on media coverage.
You know what Harry Potter is? Harry Potter is the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's the same crap where the parents tell the kids because they hear the hype. You got to have this.
And, I mean, it's not exactly a small book, either. I guarantee you there are going to be lots of parents and lots of kids buy this book. I have to have it. I have to have it. And then they read, like, two chapters, and then it gathers dust.
Isn't it over 700 pages, Ed?
I think it's 756.
Right.
Much bigger than any of the other books.
Has it got that big print, though, like Michael Jackson's book does?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's got tiny prints, 757 pages?
I'd like to know how many people really finish it, you know, once they get it home. Be like half the books I have in my house, where I read, like, a third of it.
I mean, even Grisham only gives you, like, 350 in a book.
Stephen King occasionally gets a little crazy.
Stephen King gets diarrhea of the mouth sometimes.
Yes,
like,
Yeah.
It is one that's over 500 pages.
And The Stand? I have eye cramps when I finish The Stand.
Right.
Amazon.com may be losing a bundle, though, on the new Harry Potter book. As of last night, Amazon.com had sold nearly 400,000 copies of HP4, but the company selling the books at under $16, which is 40% off the cover price. The first 250,000 customers for that book got overnight shipping, and that was at standard shipping rates. So Amazon ate more than $20 a customer just for those first 250,000 people.
That's why Amazon.com is going down the crapper. That's why their stock continues to be devalued, because even though they're great for the consumer, they lose money on every single transaction that they make.
That initial offer that came to $5 million that they could have charged that they didn't.
Now, I don't get that. I mean, why? Why are they continuing
to do this? Customer loyalty. They say that's what the official company line is. We want to establish customer loyalty.
Here's the catch, 22. They have customer loyalty.
How long has it been around? Is this still startup costs that they're talking about here?
They have customer loyalty because, you know, if you go to Amazon.com, you can get a book or you can get a CD, and you can get it cheap.
Right.
That's why they have the loyalty.
Right.
But they keep losing money. It's like the company is run by Charlie Stuang Stabilize.
It's a good idea. Sell it cheaper.
But we won't make a profit.
That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, really. And look at their stock.
Right.
Look at the Amazon stock. It's tumbling.
Hey, Don,
we sold 400,000 copies.
How much did you make, Charlie?
We lost 2 million. Wee!
Charlie had the mind of a child.
I do.
Okay, well, that initial offer, that money-saving offer I just told you about, that comes to $5 million. Now, assuming Amazon made 10 bucks a customer on the rest of the Potter books they sold, that comes to just under $4 million net loss. Just over a million. So Charlie was close. So says today's New York Post, but the Chicago Tribune reported earlier this year that Amazon loses about $7 on every $21 book or CD or video it sells, all for the sake of that customer loyalty.
Yeah, I'm not complaining because we buy a lot of stuff on Amazon.com, but my wife and I often discuss how they can possibly stay in business.
And when the prices, which they're eventually going to have to go up, you'll see about customer loyalty.
Yeah, right. That's when people will say, F you.
It's out the window. Oh, they were so nice to give us good prices last year. Yeah, screw them.
Goodbye.
Speaking of loyalty, you couldn't say Fredericks of Hollywood is going tees up, but it has filed for bankruptcy. Turns out Walmart and Target have about half the lingerie market in this country wrapped up.
This little girl has knockers.
And Victoria's Secret has most of the rest of the other half. So Fredericks filed Chapter 11 yesterday saying it is $55 million in debt.
Well, you know why they're going Chapter 11?
Why?
Airbrushed nipples.
That was their downfall, you think?
Absolutely. If they put the nipples in the catalog, they would be still in business.
I think it's sad for the husbands of America that women are buying their lingerie at Target.
Half of them.
I'd like to. That's Walmart's in there too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Walmart's in there.
Same difference. I'm at Walmart, Target, Sam's Club.
Right.
They don't sell lingerie at Sam's Club, do they?
I think Sam's Club probably does sell brassieres.
Yeah,
I think I've probably seen underwear.
You have to buy it by the gross, but yeah, they do.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if they sold pornos at Sam's Club?
Oh, man. It'd be fantastic. And wouldn't it be great if those little old ladies around there that were giving you the free food, you know, had a VCR there sampling like the latest hit?
But do you know the latest?
You had to go to a special room, you know, because you had to be adults only to get in there.
Do you know the latest thing that my family found for me in Sam's Club?
Right.
You know, I love this Kona coffee, which you get from Hawaii, which has the highest caffeine of any coffee in the world. You have a cup in the morning and you're like, you're up all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I've been used to paying $20 a pound for this coffee.
Right.
My son came back one day and said, hey, Grandma and I went to Walmart, and look what I bought you for $11. A 2-pound bag of Kona coffee from Hawaii.
Wow.
And it is, Buzz, it's even better, no offense, than that coffee that you ordered for me from Hawaii.
For
Christmas.
Amazing.
Why is it the soil that gives it the extra
jolt? I don't know. I don't know.
But
it's like it's the most caffeinated coffee you can have in the world. And it's a great tasting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And right there at Sam's Club, they have Kona coffee at Sam's Club.
Kona coffee. And they also have a scooter.
That's right, the motorized scooter.
Boy, I wanted to buy it.
And
too expensive.
And lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
So Fredericks of Hollywood has filed Chapter 11. Fredericks says it will keep on its 1,200 employees, keep open its 200 stores, keep mailing the catalogs with the airbrush nipples, and keep running the website. But it says it will, if the court allows, get new financing. A lingerie, by the way, is a $5 billion a year business.
Hold on there, Buzzy. Let's break on that. Charlie's of Hollywood. I don't think Charlie's going to be buying that company, do you? What, after Amazon.com?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to lose money on our panties.
That's right.
$1 million.
Hold on, we'll be back with more show in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
11:40 a.m.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual release. The Don and Mike Show.
It's metal. It's some very mellow rejoiner here.
Yeah, man.
With Guy Birdley.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
In a fist fight between Judge Judy and Al Gore, who would win?
Judge Judy.
Judy Scheindlin.
Yeah.
That's where my money is. We'll just have to keep wondering, though, because the tension between them this morning was relieved before it turned ugly. Judy Scheindlin had just arrived at the Today Show, and she was hungry.
She has a bigger penis also than Al Gore.
Judge Judy asked for directions to the green room because she knows that's where they keep the food. The producer told her there was no time for food and sent her directly to makeup. No, said Judge Judy, I really need something to eat. You can't go in there, she was told. Vice President Gore is in there. Mr. Gore, she said, is going to have to work harder than this if he wants my vote. And then she went on the air with Matt Lauer, and just as they were wrapping up that segment, the vice president appeared on camera to give Judge Judy a plateful of muffins. Her response? You're almost forgiven.
Who do you think it is who had to push stiff old Al, I'm a tree, Gore into doing that? Listen, Mr. Gore, hold on. I know you don't want to do this. It's spontaneous. It's totally out of your nature.
She's a bitch. She's really a bitch.
But I'm telling you, if you go out there now, you'll melt everybody's heart. Just take some of these muffins out there.
I don't want to give her the muffins.
Al?
I don't want to give her
the muffins. Al? Al? Are you going to make me call Tipper?
Okay, give me the muffins.
Okay, now go out. Smile. Phony smile.
But I hate the bitch.
Phony smile.
Okay.
That's good.
Here, I brought some muffins for you.
Were you guys
enjoy.
Were you guys there? That's actually what I read happened, more or less. Since Jay Leno makes $14 million a year for doing The Tonight Show, why would he do any moonlighting? Well, for the money, of course. The Los Angeles Times says Leno takes on corporate speaking engagements all the time, up to $100,000 an appearance.
He's out of his mind. He's really, you know, just got a mental problem.
You know, he refuses to take vacation time.
Right.
And then he just corporate. I mean, if you were at that level, I can't imagine anything more distasteful. And do you know that on Sunday night, he like goes to the Improv in Los Angeles,
right,
just to test out more material?
Sure, sorry, I don't have a wife. I don't want to make anything.
Well, with his wife Mavis, with her big old mustache and beard, can you blame him?
Very, very strange. Quoting Leno, people always say money can't make you happy, but if you're already happy, money can make you happier. End quote. Normal.
Right. If angry lawmakers hogtie the National Weather Service, the New York Mets will have had something to do with that. Just before the Amazons' home opener, the government's weather service predicted scattered showers over Shea Stadium with the heavier rain to hold off till after the game.
Are you talking about way back in April?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that kind of a forecast, that's known as a site-specific forecast, and that's what private forecasters do. Private forecasters include, like, the Weather Channel, AccuWeather, and so on. Private forecasters are doing something like $250 million in business every year, and lawmakers don't like it when government snatches business away from private enterprise. So they're passing a law that would keep the government's weather service from stepping on any more toes that way in the future.
Well, get it.
Weird. Very strange.
Run that by me again?
I'm not sure I understand.
So the AccuWeather comes on and says it's going to rain.
Uh-huh.
What does the government have to do with that? The government is allowed to give forecasts for areas. You know, for a city or a county or a state,
right,
or part of a state.
For New York City.
They're not allowed to give forecasts under this law. They wouldn't be allowed at all to give forecasts for, say, Shea Stadium, because that's too site-specific. That's what private companies like the Weather Channel and AccuWeather do.
Well, couldn't they just say Flushing or wherever the hell Shea Stadium is, Queens? Could they just say?
They can give a general area, but they can't give a specific location for, like, a specific event. That's called site-specific forecasting.
Yeah, I am so glad I pay taxes in this country so that they can occupy themselves with this kind of stuff.
The United States Postal Service, meanwhile, refused to deliver this month's copy of the gay men's magazine Genre.
I love that magazine.
Unless the publisher covered the cover. The cover was not of a guy or even multiple guys. The cover was of saucy rap star Lil' Kim wearing a flimsy negligee.
I like Lil' Kim.
Saucy rap star Lil' Kim turned 25 today.
I don't know why they had to put Lil' Kim on the cover of Genre.
Yeah. Well, what they
thinking? My own opinion.
Why?
Stupid. Yeah,
some hot guy would have been better, right?
Yeah. It's like when they show a couple on the cover of Out, a man and a woman. What's the point? It's not what I have the magazine for.
You're talking about the one in our office.
Yeah.
That has George Michael and Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're lovers. I think they're both gay.
Yes, but it's still a heterosexual cover. It's not appropriate, in my humble opinion.
When Liam Gallagher left Oasis this latest time, he blamed his brother Noel. He said Noel was impossible to work with, so we all figured Noel must be a jerk. But now Liam has left his wife, saying she's impossible to live with.
I must ask again, are we talking about the Gallagher brothers with the watermelons? Are we talking about the Gallagher brothers who did, like, Wonderwall?
Wonderwall, the singers, Oasis, the band.
Both sets of brothers trouble.
Yes, they are. And troubled. So maybe Liam's the jerk, if it works out, if he can't get along with his brother or his wife. It can't be that everybody he knows is difficult, can it? Liam's wife, Patsy, is already dating a young actor. Liam has now rejoined his brother, Noel, as the band continues its concert tour. On again, off again.
You got to worry about any girl named Patsy.
Patsy.
I was like, Patsy equals trouble.
Yeah, Patsy should be a fall guy.
Right.
But Patsy.
Right.
You know?
Patsy. Hi, my name is Patsy Spiewak.
Oh, no.
I love my husband, Rob.
Patsy Spiewak.
My first wife.
Patsy.
Patsy.
My name is Patsy Broyhill.
Oh, man, Patsy Broyhill. Patsy Broyhill had a hard life.
Help me out here, Mike. You can still hear John Facenda referring to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Third down, 4 yards to go. The sun set on Lambeau Field as Bart Starr took it into the end zone.
So it'd be a shame to change the name of that stadium, huh? It, with all the corporate sponsorships these days, it is inevitable.
No. Don't tell me they're going to change Lambeau Field.
In 3 years, the naming rights to that field...
No, wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. You got to let me guess, because I'm a big Green Bay fan.
Okay.
Is it Coles?
It's too early to say. There you could guess all day. And
John Deere?
There is no answer for that question yet.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of some of the... Is Shopko is another big one in Green Bay?
Could be any of those, ultimately.
It's
so sad. It really is.
I mean, I really don't care, like, when the Redskins stadium changed names, because it was a new stadium and it didn't really have any character.
Right.
You know, but for a place like Lambeau Field, that should stay Lambeau Field.
It's history. Right.
Even if it's Lambeau Field... Sponsored by Shopko.
Shopko Lambeau Field.
No, that's horrible.
That may happen.
Lambeau
Shopko. It's horrible.
It should just be Lambeau Field.
Right.
You know, brought to you by or sponsored by.
Let them put their signs up in the stadium.
Right. In 3 years, the naming rights to that field could go on sale for more than $120 million. The Packers and the city of Green Bay would split the money according to a deal signed yesterday. The mayor, who signed that deal, says he hopes the new corporate sponsor would somehow keep Lambeau Field in the name. There's no guarantee of that, so it'll be interesting to see.
But if you're a corporate sponsor, I mean, why drop $120 million?
You don't call it Hostess's Lambeau Field.
Right.
That's what he'd like.
Right, it's not Hershey's Lambeau Field.
Maybe you can get around by doing what you say. Mm-hmm. If it's Lambeau Field... Brought to you by.
No, that wouldn't work too
long.
There's no way. They wouldn't do that.
Just keep it. Now, you could really be great if you got the signage and you maybe got some other perks that go along with it and you kept the name. That might be almost good enough PR for the company that buys it.
But there's nothing in writing that says the new sponsor has to keep the name, so it'll be interesting to see what the voters say.
No. They all want the plug on TV when they say, you are looking live at FedEx Field. That's what they want.
Absolutely. Right. But under the deal, they wouldn't necessarily have to keep the name Lambeau Field. It would just be the sponsor's name, if that's how the sponsor decides to do it. So it'll be interesting to see what the voters say.
For $120 million, though, Buzz, my point is for $120 million,
right,
the sponsor's going to say, F Curly Lambeau.
Right.
You know, this is Kmart Field.
Right.
That sucks.
And that could very well happen.
He was my favorite stooge.
But it'll be up to the voters there, ultimately.
I didn't like Moe or Shemp Lambeau.
The voters...
What about Larry Lambeau?
Larry wasn't... That was Larry Fine. He wasn't one of the...
Oh, that's right. He
wasn't one of the Lambeau brothers.
Not a blood relation.
Sorry. But hold on. Are you done with this?
I just want to say it'll be interesting to see what the voters there say. It will be up to them, and especially if the voters have to pay for the stadium improvement themselves, which they might if they don't get that corporate sponsor. That's the end of that.
I wish I would have known that earlier in today's show, because as you know, we're on in Green Bay. We do good in Green Bay, but I think they take us off now to go to some local, the Frickin' Frack Packer show, as a matter of fact. So maybe we'll bring that up on tomorrow's episode.
Good idea.
Hold on, Buzz. We will have more news, more comment coming right up.
He's going to be KFA. I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk jug.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please. Swim, my pretty.
God damn it.
Right?
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, give me just a couple of seconds here for a couple of quick family notes.
Okay.
I want to say happy birthday today to my wonderful nephews, Nick and Drew, the twins.
Here I go.
Sure do love them. They're both 10 today.
Again.
What?
I just realized what I forgot to do, because we're celebrating it on Saturday. I need to say happy birthday to somebody, too. I have to say happy birthday to my daughter, Elizabeth, who is 3 years old today, but we're celebrating it on Saturday.
Gotcha.
So the big festivities are going to be on Saturday, so happy birthday, Elizabeth, also, since we're getting that out of the way.
And the other family thing that I wanted to mention was, and I'll get into this more on tomorrow's show, I told you that Bart has a job this summer up at the beach at Ocean City.
Right.
And he comes into contact with adults.
And apparently at his job today, I just heard on the telephone that a woman who was about 30 hit on him.
I knew it.
And gave him her business card and told him to call her.
I knew it would happen.
So I told him that tonight he can tell me what the phone number is, and tomorrow we'll call that nice lady on the show.
Wonderful.
Got her to stay away from my 15-year-old son. I knew that would happen.
Now
back to Guy Birdley.
You cannot legally hit a person even if they want you to. It was that thinking that police in Attleboro, Massachusetts used to break up an S&M party the other night. Cops say they found maybe 5 dozen people in various states of undress at the party.
How did you and Marcia get out of there?
Out the back. They seized whips.
Hey, the back door.
They seized whips and chains and paddles at this party in Massachusetts, far, far from my home. And they arrested Stephanie Reed for paddling another woman's bare bottom. The charge, assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon. A felony charge.
Wow.
The headline screamed at me, man hides monkeys in luggage.
There you go, Buzz.
Customs officers in Madrid, Spain, confiscated 3 tiny Bolivian monkeys today that were being smuggled inside a man's suitcase.
Yeah.
Man says he wanted to give the monkeys to his kids for pets. The man was not arrested, but he may be charged with unauthorized possession of a protected species.
Tell you right now, they wouldn't have found those monkeys if he smuggled them in the right place.
Anal monkeys.
Absolutely.
They were.
And that would make for a great cross-Atlantic flight.
The monkeys now have new homes in a Spanish zoo. Spanish customs officials say they're surprised the monkeys weren't confiscated at the departure airport in Bolivia, or, for that matter, the stopover airport in Miami.
I have a monkey up my ass right now. It's Mike Nesmith.
No, he could have gotten his wife to smuggle those monkeys if they were sea monkeys.
Oh, God. Sea monkeys.
Oh, that's S-E-A.
Oh!
Not sea word.
I beg your pardon. I have no idea.
Sea monkeys.
What difference?
Who wants Peter Tork?
He's up here.
Rotten Wall. Hey, Rob, you're probably the only guy I know who would watch it. Did you watch that Worthless Monkeys movie on the MTV VH1?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was so bad.
All right, this is our dog. I'm inside of dog's bone. Please let me out. Please? Come on, let me out. He's smuggling me.
What difference will we notice in Rob Spiewak once he becomes a father? A new study says he will work harder.
Impossible. I bet money on that.
Researchers in Seattle say new dads work longer hours after the birth of a first child. And
here he comes.
I'm sure that's fine research, but how can I possibly work any harder?
I don't see how it
I don't know how it could happen.
Absolutely. You're killing yourself already.
They say these new dads work longer hours after the birth of their first child, and even longer than that if the baby is a boy. The study also found that men with children, especially male children, make more money than other men. Quoting one researcher, maybe the bosses like men with kids and give them a raise.
Hey, have you and Carrie had the test to find out if there's an apple stem on there?
Oh, no, not yet. That'll be in like 2 weeks.
Are you going to have it done, though?
We think so. We don't know yet. We're not sure.
Gotcha.
You'll soon be able to buy green ketchup. Heinz lost almost half its American business in the late 1990s. They aren't sure why that happened, but they knew they did have to go after kids and teenagers, so...
Yes, no, Charlie.
Here it is.
It's green!
Right.
It's green, Joe! It's green! The green ketchup!
Right, right after the Amazon.com and the Fredericks of Hollywood.
This is a great idea.
Great business decision, Charlie.
You make it green and you make it in multicolors. Then it looks great on your hamburger. And you don't need a pickle.
Get to know Charlie.
It's a winner, Joe. It's a winner.
This green ketchup comes in a squirt bottle, Charlie, that allows you to write or draw with it.
That's right. You can draw. Charlie! Charlie on the hot dog. Charlie on the burger. Charlie on my french fries. Charlie on my eggs.
Oh.
I like ketchup on my eggs.
You have a green ketchup, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like it almost as much as having a monkey in my butt.
Oh, Charlie.
Whee!
Mine says it tastes just like red ketchup.
Hello, Bolivia.
One more, please. Okay. A convenience store in Michigan. Convenience store in Michigan overcharged the guy 10 cents for one of those delicious burritos they sell. Now this guy is $273 richer. The guy is Madison Heights accountant Steve Raffle, who got charged 59 cents for a 49-cent delicacy. He pointed this out to the cashier, who gave him back the dime, but the cashier wouldn't give him the dollar he was entitled to. Under Michigan law, a store that overcharges you
has to pay you 10 times the overcharge, up to $5. If the store refuses, you can take them to small claims court under the law. Most folks don't have
He did over 10 cents?
Yeah, he did. And got $273 out of the deal.
I love it. What was the guy's name again?
Steve Raffel.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where he might be from.
Well, don't do
what his background might be.
Most folks don't have the patience for that, but Steve does. He sued for $250 plus costs, and the judge awarded him
$273. Man. Okay. Nothing I could say would be more for him.
No.
Very dangerous. Very late.
I know it is.
Very dangerous time.
Muggsy, thank you for the news and the folks having Judge Jones right there. And Rob, you just shut up.
You just keep your quiet.
1-877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller.
I don't want a meeting, honey.
Be the 100th caller now. Let me give you a shot. Oh, no, not the secret sounds. We had a winner today. It's a surprise. Prize package. Call 100 right now. Oh, good. Good luck.
Lap Nut Bunny, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Mazzito. In sports, don't look for pro bowler Steven Davis to be wearing a Washington Redskins uniform in time for training camp. His agent says the star tailback won't take the field until he and the team agree on a long-term contract. The agent says Davis wants a signing bonus much bigger than the $5 million the Skins have offered.
Well, you know, if I'm Steven Davis, I feel the same way.
Right.
I say, listen, I ran the ball last year. I got the hell knocked out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I did a decent job for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff George comes in and gets like $18 million.
Right.
Bruce Smith comes in and gets $30 million. These guys haven't done dick for the Redskins yet.
And he's kind of like a franchise running back.
Yeah, I mean, hello, Adrian Morrell is the backup.
Right.
Rob Spiewak might as well be the backup running back for the Redskins.
How many times have I told you, give the ball to May?
That's a bad move. Give Steven Davis his money. Give that man his money.
Just like last time I put it in you.
He beat me. Give that man his money.
Mr. Son of bitch. Hear the man.
Former NFL quarterback Bill Munson has been found dead in his swimming pool. The 58-year-old spent 16 years
in the
league.
Where was William Shatner during all of this?
I don't know.
He's gone.
With Detroit, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Diego, and Buffalo, he spent his 16 years in the league. Police in Lodi, California say it appears to be accidental. And tonight, most of baseball's best are at Turner Field in Atlanta for the All-Star Game. We say most because 8 of the chosen players are out with injuries, as we discussed earlier. 7 of those 8, by the way, were chosen by the fans. And finally, they've arrested James Donald Ray before. They're in the San Diego suburb of El Cajon. James apparently enjoys sex with animals. Last summer...
Who doesn't, though?
Last summer, they busted him at a high school livestock pen run by the local chapter of the Future Farmers of America. Yesterday, a judge sentenced him on 3 felony counts after James got caught knocking hooves with a sheep.
Daddy!
Shut up. James, his lawyer tells us, doesn't think he hurt the sheep. According to James, the sex was...
Stay cool. Stay cool.
This is his lawyer right now.
Is the word. Is it, does this word begin with a C?
Yes, it does.
Consensual?
According to James' lawyer, the sex with the sheep was consensual.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm the Don and Mike Show.
And we thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes!
You gotta go! Back tomorrow with the all-new episode of The Lineup Goes Like This Tomorrow. Chuck Stoffel, the love muscle. Lots of hate mail from jail.
All right.
For Charlie Stoffel. Also, Leah Remini will be on the show. We will be reviewing her appearance on MTV Say What Karaoke.
Good.
And we'll have Harry Brown, who's running for president in the Libertarian campaign.
Campaign 2000.
Mm-hmm. All of that tomorrow. And the debut of Secret Sound... Number 6. Fantastic. That's tomorrow, right here, same bat time, same bat station. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Springfield, Virginia.
Mike, you want a pair of tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops.
Cool.
Although we think it might be the Three Tops, since we think one of them is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. The Temptations and the Three Tops. In concert in Wolf Trap, July 18th. For tickets,
Call 218-6500 or get them online at wolftrap.org. But wait, there's more. You've also won the Power Hour card from Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's is the premier place in America for adults to have fun. Enjoy, my friend.
I will. And I will look forward to seeing you at the Las Vegas style show.
Thank you. I forgot that plug.
Yeah.
Vegas
remember
style show.
From the last show.
Pardon me?
To remember my finger from the last show.
You'll remember your finger?
From the last show.
What did you do with your finger at the last show?
You got mad at me because it kept flashing around the audience.
Whatever. Element, Club Element, that's where we will be on Wednesday, July 26th for the Las Vegas style show, including the Nude Feud, the underwear fashion show, the return of the late Dennis Murphy, and Species of the Species.
That's it. You got it right.
Species of the Species.
Species of the Species.
All of that 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's a free show at Club
Element
in D.C., right across from MCI Center.
And this guy really hung himself here at the end.
He sure did. Oh, and for pictures of Mike's birthday party, including Pete Johnson, the New York engineer.
Peter Johnson.
Go to www.2exposed.com.
All right.
And I don't want to get way ahead of myself, but on Thursday's episode, we're going to have Dirk from Survivor.
Okay.
And speaking of Peter Johnson, he will be playing Match Game 2000 with us.
Yay!
As we return to WNEW in New York.
Fantastic.
Gotta go. Gotta get out of here. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie,
please
throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
I'm
going to get that right.
I know.
All right. All right, boys. We'll see you tomorrow.
So long,
Bye-bye.
Do we meet again?